toe meets leather, and we are underway at Robert Rake Stadium. Taken at the 12-yard line to the 20. Up to about the 24-yard line goes Catavius Bradley, and that's where the Wolverines will begin here. Your official Jay Mullins Jewelry kickoff time is 7:02. Jay Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard. Expert jewelry repair, custom jewelry design and manufacturing, and a wide selection of Luminox, Tensie, Pulsar, Citizen, and Seiko watches at Jay Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank. It's first and 10 now. And in the backfield is Catavius Bradley. Got an eye backfield. Jacarius Stevens back there as well. Keanthony Connor working under center. That's Malachi Phillips. Connor gives it off to Bradley. Bradley breaks it outside 30, 35, 40, 45, 50 down the sideline, 40. He's at the 30. A stiff arm and then pushed out of bounds inside the Smyrna 20. Watkins saved a touchdown there, and what an explosive run to get this Laverne crowd across the way fired up.
Great move in the hole. A man fell in front of him. He jumped over him, then quickly exploded around the left side. And we heard that he's quick and has good feet, and he kind of showed it all in that one run.
55-yard run, as a matter of fact, and they're in the Steve Martin Construction Red Zone in one play. If you're looking for a contractor that can meet your every need, Steve Martin can run just about as fast as Catavius Bradley. 615-904-9639. Backfield once again in the eye. Receiver to either side. Tight end Furlough making his way here on the right. This time it's Sherrod Joy, and he is met by the Bulldogs for a 3-yard loss. Richardson.
Good play by Sherrod. He's one of the safeties, and he broke in quickly, split the gap, expecting a run, as you could tell, and made the tackle in the backfield. I like that he went low, too.
Brings up second down and 12. We're just underway. One big 55-yard play, and Laverne is already down here, now outside of the red zone. They got it all the way to the 20-yard line. A 3-yard loss on the first down play. It's second and 13. Pass goes left side, finds Princeton Fant. He is wrestled down at the 10-yard line. That is going to be close to another first down. Nice pass to Fant, who is a huge target out there, Rod.
6'3", 210, and he carried about three or four tacklers for about 3 yards to get the first down. He was about on the 8-yard line when he caught the ball.
He is where they mark it at the 10. It is first and goal. Harris made the tackle for the Bulldogs. First and 10 now. Left side Fant along with Malik Gray. Better watch out for him on this play. They're both set up on the right side now. The play coming this way. Nice run by Bradley, and he's in there. Touchdown, Catavius Bradley. And that was some nice work by the Wolverines and Bradley, especially on this drive.
Right, and a good job by the offensive line. They opened the hole. He was going outside, then he saw an opening and cut back in, and really nobody made contact with him as he went in for the end touchdown.
That is a Toots touchdown. Toots, good food and fun. Stop in and visit with Wade Hayes and all the Toots family. Three locations, Broad at Medical Center, South Church at Veterans Parkway, and here in Smyrna on Sam Ridley. Austin Garcia on for point. Snap and set are good. The kick through the uprights. And with 10:30 left in the first quarter of play, Laverne strikes first in this battle of North Rutherford County. They lead Smyrna 7-0 on State Farm Prep Football.
Whether you're a student, alumni, or just a fan, Raider Tees has exactly what you need to help you cheer on the Blue Raiders on game days and every moment in between. We sell officially licensed Blue Raider gear, whether it's clothing, hats, flags, chairs, or just whatever. We have it all, including exclusive gear you won't find anywhere else. Like us on Facebook for updates on new Blue Raider gear and special prices or discounts. For all your Blue Raider gear, shop Raider Tees today. Bigger, better, and go Blue!
Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurants. And we've been in business for over 30 years, and one of our favorite specials that everybody has to try when they come to Toots is our fried dill pickle chips. You can get a small or large basket served with our homemade ranch dressing or homemade blue cheese dressing. Fried dill pickle chips. Try them today at Toots. At Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, on Church Street at Veterans Parkway, or on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And the Beeman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat time of the drive. 1 minute and 26 seconds. Only took five plays for the Wolverines to score. Capped off by a 10-yard run by Bradley, and Laverne leads it 7-0. Beeman Dodge, where they treat everyone who walks in the door with respect and dignity. You can check them out. They're on Middle Tennessee Boulevard off on South Church Street and online at BeemanDCJR.com.
Short kick by Cody Miller. It goes the distance. Smyrna has lost the football. It was touched by the Bulldogs, and Laverne did a quick short kick there. Don't really know if it was onside, but it was a short kick, and they get the football at around the 35-yard line, Rod. Huge play.
Right. I think they're ready to try to make a statement. You know, if we get the ball and go back in again, it's going to make it really hard for Smyrna to come back, and they're going to have to really be tough and really stay on task to get back and get them. So a good call. And plus, you're thinking Watkins. Remember, Watkins ran a touchdown back last year at the playoffs, a big key one, so he's a threat.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS, brought to you in part tonight by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, First Bank, John Jones Real Estate, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Toyota of Murfreesboro. This first and 10 for the Wolverines, Brian.
Yeah, ball at the 37. Knee was down there when they recovered the short kick, let's call it. Key Anthony Connor under center. And this pass was behind Princeton Fant. Almost looked like they were trying the old lateral pass there. That's what it wound up being. I'm not sure if that was what was intended. Incomplete. Brings up second down and 10. Coverage brought to you by State Farm agent Trey Helton on Memorial Boulevard between the Sports Common VA. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Trey Helton, 895-0500.
This is about the worst start that Smyrna could ever anticipate. Let's see if they have the moxie to stop the bleeding here.
Well, there must have been a penalty because it was an incomplete pass, but now it's second and 15. And I didn't see the flag.
It may have been behind him, so it's a lateral, went out of bounds there.
Well, I guess that would be true. It was definitely a lateral, don't you think?
Yes, so I think that's why he just threw it out of bounds.
Connor gives it to Stevens, and Stevens is going to be mauled for a yard loss. I mean, he had no chance, swarmed by the purple and gold. And that was Smith leading the way. I see Nick Okeke getting off that pile. I guess that was Quentin Smith.
Smith and Okeke, looks like they've got work to do, and they can't afford to let them score now.
Right, and got them backed up third and 17, but gosh, John, King Anthony Connor has got some targets out there with Princeton Fant.
He certainly does, especially one-on-one. He's a difficult target to bring down with his size and his speed.
Gray is lined up to the right side, Fant to the left. He looks for Fant, and now Connor on the run. He's going to keep it 40, 35, and slides down there. Picked up about half of the 17 yards that he needed to bring up fourth down. One thing, Rod, that after that 9-yard pickup that it may be troublesome for them, and that is the kicking game. Probably four down territory here.
Most likely. Again, it looks like Coach Stevens really wants to take a chance, take a risk. If we want to beat this team, we have to take some chances. And good things happen. It can help them lead towards a possible victory.
Well, fourth and seven is what the Wolverines are looking at here. Fourth and seven. They lead 7-0 with 8:50 to go in the first. Ball is between the 34 and 35-yard line. Between the hashes, Gray to the right. To the left, it is Princeton Fant, the senior. Both UT commitments. In the backfield, senior Stevens. And now a delay of game. called against the Wolverines, and that is not what they wanted on 4th and 7.
That really hurts now.
So they will now be looking, instead of 4th and 7, 4th and 13. And I think this has changed the mind of Coach Stanton Stevens as he brings out the special teams and a chance to see what the defense can do and try to pin the Bulldogs back.
Who we got punting?
Well, earlier we had Cody Miller punting, and I can't tell if that's three or eight. Looks like it's Blake Watkins, the sophomore, 5'10", 180 pounds.
That's the quarterback. Connor's back to punt.
Key Anthony Connor, okay. Well, I know on the kickoff they had Cody Miller. Cody Miller was at Oakland last year, the backup quarterback, and made his way to Laverne this year. So it's Connor who is set to kick now, with Watkins again deep. He is between the 5 and 10 yard line. High kick, angling to the left. Fair catch called for. It is going to be downed by the Wolverines at the 10 yard line. So if you can't get points out of it, that's about as best as you can hope for there.
Good field position. Make sure you don't kick it into the end zone. Bring it out to 20. So in their situation, they got the most they could get out of it.
That's one of those punts that goes down as one that doesn't look impressive in the stat sheet, but it's exactly what they wanted, 28-yard punt. Not like those 54-yard boomers we saw last night from Jacob
right.
Smith, but it got the job done. So the first chance to see the Bulldogs offensively here. And John Turner, the senior quarterback for the Bulldogs. You're going to hear the name Turner a lot this year. You're going to also hear the name Casey Perkins a lot this year. He is in the backfield. Straight draw. Now he turns it outside. Does get to the corner, but only gets about a yard, as pushing him out of bounds was Malik Gray.
Looked like there was a hole there, Rod, in the middle, but he skirted to the outside. I think he gave up on it too.
And they were overloaded. They had four on the left side of the center, a gap, and then two blockers, and they came on the strong side of their offense. Defended well, though, by Laverne.
No gain. Just got back to the sticks. Thought he might have eked out a yard there. Hard to see on the corners. Mason Cunningham, I believe that's Cunningham. It's either Cunningham or Quentin Smith as a receiver to the right. One of two over there. Perkins comes this side. Lowers the boom. Gets to the 15, 16-yard line. And he is taken down by Gray. It does look like Smith over there and also Mason Cunningham as receivers.
He kind of made that yardage with power as he exploded into the tackler.
So third down, and he picked up three. So third and 7. They're backed up deep, they being the Bulldogs, moving right to left. They're at their own 15-yard line. And now jumping offsides is Tyree Garner for the Wolverines. And, boy, that helps Smyrna in a big way.
Right. Gets them up where it's that now they could run if they want to, especially with a runner like Perkins. So now they got options. It makes the defense a little tougher.
It definitely changes the whole outlook because with Perkins, you know they can run and probably get 2 yards.
And that's what they're looking at need. They're looking at needing now is two. Third down and two at the 20-yard line for the purple and gold. And now another whistle. Got a flag on the far side. This was before anyone got set. Maybe a sideline warning.
I believe that's what it was, Brian. I think the coaches are telling them to back off, but nobody's moved. They're still standing there.
So a Laverne sideline warning. Next time will be a penalty. We usually see that a lot. I'd say we see that once a game. Two wide outs to the right. That's the wide side as the ball's on the left hash. Empty over here on the left. They give it to Perkins right up the middle for the first down and more. 25 to the 30. And he picks up 10 yards and needed but two. It's a First Bank first down for the Bulldogs. First Bank, community banking, the cornerstone since 1906.
Big hole open up right in the middle. They've been going outside both times, and really a counter, and they brought in a wing back tight and sent Perkins up the middle with a nice game.
First and 10. With the ball on the left hash, just over the 30. Turner, pump fake. Now passes right side. Finds over there Quentin Smith. Smith breaks a tackle, 35-40 to the 45, and wrestled down across the 45 at about the 46, 47-yard line. And another big pickup for the Bulldogs. They're starting to run downhill a bit.
Yeah, the quick pass outside at Twins. Good block. His partner, he got outside and had some good footwork, dancing and avoiding tackles on the sideline.
Bryant on the tackle for the Wolverines. Donovan Butler is in here as a receiver to the near side. He is a senior. And also have joining him here on the left, Quentin Smith. Empty over there on the right. Perkins right up the middle, and shoestring tackle across the 45 to about the 43. He was headed to the house. Bush made that shoestring tackle there, which may have saved 6 points. Boy, he was so fast through the gap right there. That is another first bank first down for the Smyrna Bulldogs. 7:20 on the first quarter clock. Smyrna trails Laverne 7-0.
And Smyrna offensive line starting to pop some holes now.
And then the pass opens up the run.
First and 10 here for the Bulldogs. Pass left side. Finds Cunningham. Cunningham 35-30. Cunningham inside the 30. They'll spot it at the 27-yard line. And they're picking up yards in big chunks. Joy with the tackle there after a 15-yard pass and catch.
Turner might have picked that up because nobody really was on Cunningham. They were about 20 yards off of him. And so he had about 15 yards and caught the ball.
And that is where senior quarterback leadership helps you. When you've got a kid back there that can make those decisions. 28-1 are the Bulldogs in this series with the Wolverines. Perkins up the middle, up the gut. 25, breaks the tackle, 20. At the 15, cuts back outside. 10-5, leaps for the end zone. He's in there. Touchdown, Bulldogs, 27 yards. Left no doubt about it. Shaking and baking into the end zone. For the TD, Perkins with the touchdown, the Toots touchdown, open late even after the game tonight. Stop in, visit with our friends at Toots all weekend long, that $10.99 full rib platter at Toots, good food and fun.
It's the offense we expected. Good passing, good running, getting such a balance, it's hard to defend.
Beza, 4 point to try to tie this thing up, and he splits the uprights with it. Your score, 7-7 with 6:22 to go in the first from Robert Rake Stadium on State Farm Prep Football.
It's the summer clearance event at Beeman Ram Truck Center in Murfreesboro. 2016 Ram 1500 Bighorn, 0% for 72 months, up to $12,000 off MSRP, plus $500 trade certificate. The deals are going on now at Beeman Ram Truck Center in Murfreesboro. BeamanDCJR.com.
Stock numbers 370763 and H0102779 with approved credit. Price includes $4.99 processing fee plus tax, title, and license.
I'm Lacey Fry. Come see me at Beeman Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat on South Church, just off I-24, exit 81B here in Murfreesboro.
Got plumbing problems? Let Bradley Plumbing take care of it today. Bradley Plumbing has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serves Rutherford County and the surrounding areas. We proudly carry Wolverine brass faucets, which are made in America, and carry a lifetime warranty. From repairing toilets to installing tankless water heaters, we do it all.
This is Megan Getley with Bradley Plumbing. No job is too small, so give us a call today at 615-896-6638. And don't forget to like Bradley Plumbing on Facebook.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Our time of the drive for Smyrna, 8 plays, 2 minutes and 4 seconds, a 27-yard run by Perkins, Beeman Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat. They are located at 1705 South Church Street, just down from Middle Tennessee Boulevard, and online at BeemanDCJR.com. Go by and see them.
I have. Several times.
About four vehicles from them.
Kickoff. Going to be taken here by the Wolverines. To the 25, 26, 27-yard line on the return. And that was 23, Malik White on the return.
State Farm Press Sports on News Radio WGNS tonight, brought to you in part by State Farm agents Jenny Allman, Michael Busey, Trey Hilton, Monty King, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, and Andy Womack. Get to a better state with State Farm. A beautiful night for football at 7-7, Laverne and Smyrna. Brian?
The latest scores now.
We've got a score update for you. Overton leading Stewart's Creek 7-0 in the first. That's on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Laverne and Smyrna all knotted up here at 7. The Wolverines, their third offensive series with Ke'Anthony Connor and an eye backfield behind him. Someone's offsides. The ball fumbled and a flag. So that was disaster written all over it.
A lot of good things that happened for Laverne early. Went, they took the ball, went right down the field, touchdown, onside kick. You thought, okay, this is a chance. The penalty really killed them when they had them deep.
Well, here they had a play. They were offsides. That caused an errant snap to Connor. And so just not a lot of good things happened there. And it's now first and 15. And, John, if you remember back to last year's game, and then they had some penalties in that game that really cost them some yardage and stalled some drives.
Sure did, and they were moving the football at the time, and that was a procedure penalty. Quarterback dropped back before anybody else did.
Coming here near side, nice run, and it's Bradley. Bradley 30, 35 to the 40, and moves those chains, picked up. Oh, looks like 17 yards there. And it was Nick Okeke who made the tackle for the Bulldogs. But, boy, when these guys get in open field, they are quick.
He come around the right side. Looked like a tackler's waiting for him. He made a very quick move with his feet, got around him, and exploded for the long gain.
Well, this kid's made some nice runs early here in the game, and that was a super move to avoid that one tackle.
Fant is one of the two receivers there to the left, and maybe Furlow out there with him, but I don't think so. They're going to give it off to Bradley once again, and Bradley diving forward across the 45 to the 46, 47-yard line, and picks up 7 yards there to bring up second down and short. And that's really how you want to manage it, isn't it, Manis, with the tackle for Smyrna? You really want those second and short, third and short opportunities to keep drives going.
Right. I mean, that's the big key. If you got that third and long, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know what's amazing? The running backs we've seen so far, Bradley, Perkins, and Murray, all great first halves.
Yes.
As advertised.
All hard runners. Bradley, we don't know about a hard runner, but he's very explosive, very quick feet.
Sack it down and four for the Wolverines. Pass across the middle, caught, but Josh Lewis is punished by Percy Whitaker. Welcome to the bigs, right? He does pick up 9 yards, but gosh almighty.
Pretty pass, but pretty defense. Hard hit, but it was good enough for a first down.
That is why folks like and love this game of football. I was going to say like, but that's if you're passionate about football. Everything you saw there, both offensively and defensively, is what you love to see.
And it was clean. I mean, it really was clean. There wasn't any, just a hard hit.
Lewis is set up as one of the two receivers to the left, backfield in the eye. They haven't broken from this much tonight. Moving left to right, it's Bradley in the backfield, shakes and bakes, now turns it upfield to the 40-yard line and picks up 5 yards. Very good running as Manis brings him down there. Very good running, very good perception of the field and working his blockers and not panicking. All those things you like to see in a good runner, Rod.
Right. There he headed to the left. Two men were there. He made a quick move, and three were coming up, but he kind of found the little gap between them to split them to get a few more yards.
Second down and 5 yards to go. 7-7 ball game, 3:42 to go in the first quarter of play. Miller is in at quarterback this time. And this time as well, the handoff to Bradley goes for minus one. as Smyrna shot the gap there.
We may see a little more stunning and shooting gaps for Smyrna defense. You can't set back and let the blocker get on you because he's so quick. You're going to be tough to make the tackle.
Not sure why Cody Miller is in there. He is in at quarterback right now. Came in on that last series. Injured during the game or off the field? Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is your sports medicine provider. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. Miller is going to work from under center. 2:50 left here in the first. Tie ball game at 7 apiece. Back to pass, has some time. In the pocket now, flushed out and runs here to the right side. 40, stiff arm, and then dives forward. He's going to be down about the 36-37-yard line by Richardson. And it'll bring up fourth down. Picked up four, but he is going to be short by about a yard and a half. And this is another spot where they're in no man's land. They almost have to go for it.
I think they'll go for it. To me, I feel like, you know, with the tradition and everything that's happened, there's nothing to lose.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they kind of are playing that way. Last time they were in this fourth and short, a penalty cost them 5 yards, and they decided to punt. Miller sets him down. Two wide right. That's the short side of the field. Stevens, the blocking fullback, and the tailback is Joy. Timeout on the field as Perkins, somebody is not feeling well out there for the Bulldogs. That is JoJo Richardson. And so they're going to have to do a little field cleaning. So with that, let's take a field cleaning timeout.
Whatever you say, Brian.
We'll take a break.
Get us out of this one, okay?
Yes.
Let's
do that. State Farm Prep Sports continues in a moment. 7-7 your score with a minute 54 to go in the first.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Who brings home convenience with new technology while planning for the future and all the things we'll need.
Through years of service, through changes and through time,
Murfreesboro Electric, since 1939. Every year, every day, every hour,
Murfreesboro Electric, my hometown power.
The handoff to Jacarius Stevens. Stevens is going to be taken down behind the line of scrimmage and the flag, and bodies all over the field. A couple of injured Bulldogs getting up slowly down there. The flag, don't know. The injured Bulldog is up quickly. I think he was just stunned, and that he is Javon Joseph. Don't know what the penalty flag is all about. But same, if it's against Laverne, which I think it is, procedure against the Wolverines. Happened to them last time on fourth and short. They get to do the down all over again, but they're going to have to do it 5 yards more, or are they going to decline it? It's declined, so it's a first down for the Bulldogs. They hold.
They tried to fully.
There were two penalties there. I think there was another penalty in the backfield against Laverne as well.
In this case, they went to the fullback. They haven't run him all game. They thought they'd catch him off guard. Maybe he could get a quick hitter up the middle, but really penetration by the Bulldog defense.
It is first and 10 now for the Smyrna Bulldogs. In a tie ball game, 7-7. Laverne struck first on a 10-yard pass or 10-yard run from Bradley. He also had a 55-yard gainer in there as well. 4 minutes or so later, Smyrna answered with a 27-yard run by Casey Perkins.
Penalty flag, stops the play.
There is a penalty flag.
Offsides.
And Smyrna, rather make that Laverne was lined up offsides. So that gives the Bulldogs, instead of first and 10, first and 5 yardage from the 43-yard line.
Those are the things that Stanton Stevens emphasizes, and that's what has hurt them in these contests with Smyrna. Little bitty mistakes, not necessarily huge mistakes, but the offsides and illegal procedures.
Running right side. Nice hole, nice run here for Dayton Sanders. Sanders 50, 45, and across the 45 at about the 44-yard line. Dayton Sanders, the backup quarterback, taken down by Lewis. Nice run there by Sanders of 19 yards.
They had trips to the left. Sanders, being a wingback, came back right on a counter, around the right end for a nice gain. A little change of pace of what they've been running. They're really, got Perkins up the middle, Perkins around the end, good passing, and then now the counter from another back.
First and 10 after the first bank first down. Now Perkins here near side 40, 35, 30, 25, and pushed out of bounds. This time by the Wolverines, Javonte Norfolk. But another first down run there as he takes it to the 20 and the Steve Martin Construction Red Zone. If you have the perfect block, Steve Martin Construction can build you the perfect home.
Great awareness by Perkins. The hole was blocked, and he just bounced it outside and got around the end for the big yardage gain.
And that was 24 yards, and again, another first down for the Bulldogs at the 20. Looking to go ahead in this game after Laverne struck first. They did come back and tie it. Now looking to take their first lead of the game with senior quarterback John Turner from the shotgun. To Perkins up the middle, Ocean parts, and he's going to go in untouched. He scampers in 20 yards. Casey Perkins for the TD, his second of the night.
That. Can you say they're going outside, inside, counter, pass, and this was just straight up the middle, right up the gut. Probably a good good blocking interior, but the center and the two guards just opened it up.
Toots touchdown there for Casey Perkins, his second of the night.
The latest scores now.
Let me give you a Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. 0-0 your score. Ezel Harding and Middle Tennessee Christian School now in the second quarter. Overton 7, Stewart's Creek nothing. And here, Smyrna has taken the lead. Beza splits the uprights with the PAT, and the Bulldogs take a 14-7 lead with 1:18 left in the first quarter here on State Farm Prep Sports.
Toots. Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurants. Sign up today for our email club and our birthday club on our website. You can go to toots.com, fill out some quick information. We'll send you gifts and specials and information about Toots throughout the year.
Good food and fun.
You can visit us at Toots.com and see these specials, or just give us a call at any of our locations. At Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, on Church Street at Veterans Parkway, or on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Jacqueline Webb King with Webb Aesthetic Plastic Surgery and Med Spa, where expertise meets artistry.
From your first moment inside Webb Aesthetic Plastic Surgery and Med Spa, you can see and feel the difference. Dr. Shane Webb is a board-certified plastic surgeon right here in Murfreesboro who works one-on-one with our patients to achieve the kind of results only a true artist can attain. With world-renowned cosmetic training, you can expect only the best in plastic surgery and med spa experience. Please visit our website at drshanewebb.com. Webb Aesthetic Plastic Surgery and Med Spa, where expertise meets artistry.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Smyrna scores again to make it 14-7 Bulldogs. Casey Perkins with a 20-yard TD run. That only took, in our Beeman Dodge time of the drive, four plays, Brian, 33 seconds. It takes me longer to that to tie my shoes.
Well, just bending over takes me that long.
Well, yeah, that's me too. I
here's
to
the kickoff inside the 10. Pretty nice return here by the Wolverines, Malik White. He's had a couple of exciting returns, this time to the 27. Corlew makes the takedown for the Bulldogs.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Thompson Services, Animal City, Bell Jewelers, Music City World's Music World Drummers Den, excuse me, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Stones River Mall. Rod, what do you got to do here now if you're Laverne? You got to start moving the ball a little bit more consistently now.
They need to mix it up. You got a good runner. You might as well use him, but then also use your quick passes to Fant, good size, Forced it on them, but you can't make any offside penalties.
Yeah, stay away from the penalties.
Cody Miller is back in at QB. And to the tailback. But I think that's my new tailback in there. Maybe Sherrod. See who gets off. No, I think that was Bradley.
It's Bradley again.
Yeah.
Just straight up the middle, but they pushed him 4 yards up the middle. That's a good start for your series.
Seven carries, 97 yards on the night for Bradley.
We're not out of the first quarter yet, but getting close, 46 seconds. It's 14-7. Smyrna leading here.
Brad, as they did last night, though, Bradley's not getting quite as much yardage on the carries. Smyrna's trying to settle in here a little bit and make some adjustments.
Well, they get used to the blockers. They get used to the speed. You got to get used to his speed and his quickness. And you've got to counter it, and they're going to really have to keep pursuing. Don't assume somebody's going to make a tackle as they go in. You better be ready because they may come off of it.
Looks like there's a penalty marker on the sideline, or was there a timeout? Timeout Wolverines with 21 seconds to go. We'll step aside as well and be right back on State Farm Prep Football.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We do one senior at a time.
Alan Loveless.
We're trying to create something new and different for each senior and give them our full attention. This is what I love, and this is what we do. And that's why we've been here so long, and we just had a great record of producing beautiful portraits for young people.
Get that yearbook photo done at the school's photographer and then call 890-1558 to capture the perfect images that will last a lifetime. Loveless Fine Photography, 890-1558.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We are back as the Wolverines are facing a second down and seven with only 21 seconds left here in this first quarter of play. Miller back to pass, lofts it down the left sideline, and hold in, no, Fant. At the last moment, out of bounds. Double covered down the far sideline, and at the Smyrna 30, well defended there by Percy Whitaker, and didn't catch the other defender back there, but good job there on that play. Fant, a huge target, and can haul those in, Rod.
And that's dangerous. You can see Miller had put the ball on the money.
He did.
It was close. And that kind of receiver and Fant, who is considered one of the best in the state, they still have a chance to strike back very quickly. They're dangerous.
Third and seven with 13 seconds. And we've got whistles again and a timeout. Smyrna now. Let's take that timeout. We'll come back here on State Farm Prep Football.
Get you a better State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Monty King. I'm that State Farm agent, 220-2210.
Get you a better State Farm.
Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm agent Andy Wama. Let me help get you to a better state by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. 890-0850.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Trey Hilton, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Twilight. State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS, brought to you in part by Beeman Dodge, Governor's Highway Safety Office, Donut Country, and Little Caesars Pizza. We've got a 14-7 Smyrna lead over Laverne. 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. And we've got scores coming in too, Brian, just on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Most certainly.
The latest scores now.
14-0. It's Overton over Stewart's Creek and also Middle Tennessee Christian School and Ezell Harding scoreless. But again, the new score, Overton recovered a fumble in the end zone for a touchdown, leading now 14-0 over the Red Hawks. Third down, seven to go. Miller. Back to pass. Miller now on the run. May have first down yardage and does. Slides down at the 41-yard line. And a nice run. Nobody open downfield and took it 12 yards up the field. And there's a penalty flag in the backfield, though, and this may be coming back.
Holding, I believe.
Been their nemesis.
A little jawing going on here. Referee comes out and gets everybody all settled in to their respective spots.
You got to know emotions are high. It's the first game of the year. It's a rival, biggest rivalry of the year.
And just think, if you're Smyrna, not only do you have your oldest rival from a few miles up the road, you've got your newest rival from a few miles up the road in Stewart's Creek next week.
Right, which is really part of your town.
Third and 16 now with the holding penalty marked off, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. With the Bulldogs leading the Wolverines 14-7 here on State Farm Prep Football, back after this.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
Rutherford County's housing market is rolling again with lots of great deals on homes. If you are looking for your first home or your next, be sure to check with F&B Mortgage for great rates and unbeatable service. Located in the Gateway and staffed with friendly, knowledgeable hometown people. I'm Sally Stevens at F&B Mortgage, where we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
Department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Check us out at fnbmt.com or call 615-907-2043.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Michael Busey, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS, brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, DirecTV by Intersource, Webb's Aesthetic Plastic Surgery, Bud's Tire, and Reeves Sane Drugstore.
Third down and 16, the first play of the second quarter. Cody Miller about to be hit as he lofts it out there. Catch is made by Bradley. Bradley, 25-30, and carries the pile to about the 32-yard line, but he's going to be short of the first down. And Sims with the tackle, 13 yards and needed 15 and a half. So Smyrna, well, it's going to be fourth down now. They get that changed pretty quick across the way. Fourth, Rod, fourth and two at your own 19 or at your own 33 is a lot different.
Right. You're in your territory now. You've got to get it out because Smyrna has really been moving the ball up and down the field. You can't afford to give him short field.
Right. And that's where Key Anthony Connor comes in, and he's set to punt. So I guess health-wise he's okay because he is punting. Taken at the 25. By the Bulldogs, Blake Watkins, and he's going to be spun down there after the 40-yard punt. Let's get a score update.
The latest scores now.
Middle Tennessee Christian School adds a three-pointer. They lead Ezel Harding 3-0. Asphalt Putty with a 25-yard field goal to put the Cougars ahead 3-0 on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. And again, 14-0. Overton over Stewart's Creek. If you have any Eagleville information, I know they're at Lewis County, and that's, well, you can see the end of the earth from there. Just give us a shout. Hit us up on Twitter at WGNS Sports, or even call our studios at 893-1450. But we'd love to get some Eagleville scores in here as well throughout the night. The only other teams outside of Smyrna and Laverne playing this evening, and Stewart's Creek and Overton. First and 10, here's Perkins. Perkins going to be caught in the backfield, and he is going to be hauled down by Javonte Norfolk. And a big loss this time, about a 10-yard loss, 9 yards at least.
So Javonte really got inside. He came up from the end position. He got deep. He met Gray as he – I mean, not Gray, but Perkins as he came. And now Javante's a good-sized young man. He's a junior, 6'3", 185. And they say he had a lot of similarities to Malik Gray. Not quite the athlete Gray is, but he has the length and speed that Gray has. So they're very high on him.
Looks like he was shaken up on the play. Maybe it looks like a cramp the way they're doing some stretching out there. Our coverage brought to you in part by State Farm agent David Wilson on South Church Street near Indian Hills. Get to a better state with State Farm agent David Wilson, 893-9898.
Got two exciting games coming up tomorrow, Brian. Still here on News Radio WGNS.
and an exciting coaches show in the morning.
I keep forgetting that. I hope I wind up showing up.
You better.
Yeah.
Prentice Hall's a Heating and Air Coaches Corner, fueled by Donut Country tomorrow morning. Bright and early at 8 o'clock, at least three-fourths of this broadcast crew will be up there bright and early. Wonder who's the one that will not join us tomorrow morning for donuts.
Well, sleepy head.
He's going to sleep in. Monty Hale will join us as well. And coach's conversation in the morning, football in the afternoon to wrap up our four games in three nights, opening weekend of prep football here in Rutherford County. Second and 21 now for John Turner and the Smyrna Bulldogs. They lead 14-7 with 10:23 to go here in the first half. Turner moves Perkins behind him there a little bit to the right side. That's where the play's coming here. Perkins running forward. Nice run there. He carries the pile about 7 yards or so to the 25-yard line.
Nice hard run on Perkins' part. He had a little bit of a hole, but he met about four people, and he just kept pushing the pile back.
Should be an 8-yard pickup there. And third down now and 11. Just a smidge over, well, to be fair, 10.5. And here's Turner. Quick pass to Perkins. Has a little open field. Cuts back inside 30 to the 35 to the 40. 45, 50, 45, 40, and out of bounds. In Smyrna territory and now flags. It's going to be a late hit on Perkins by Stanton Stevens, I believe.
A little flare pass to Perkins. They wanted to give him a little room where he don't have such a crowd. The last couple plays, they've had quite a few defending him. They were just kind of following Perkins. And we see why they like to get him out there in space, because one person can't bring him down very easily.
I'm almost certain that's going to be a personal foul penalty. Picked up 33 yards. And then you add the personal foul penalty to it. They're at the 35 now. Down to the 30. And going to go down to the 25-yard line. Rod, you cannot afford on a 33-yard run to then tack on a 15-yard penalty after that.
They've had six penalties for Laverne, and I think every one of them have hurt them and made a difference in that particular drive.
First Bank, first down for the Bulldogs. First Bank with locations in the borough, Woodbury, Nashville, and across the state. First and 10, 14-7, Bulldogs. Run by Blake Watkins, and Watkins going to be slammed back down to the turf at the 25 for no gain by Etter, Trayvon Etter of the Wolverines.
John Turner, by the way, 3 of 3. Passes of 16, 15, and 33 here in this first half.
Now, Etter's an offensive lineman, and they've just brought him in the middle as a nose guard position. He's got good size, 310 pounds, so they're trying to put a little more beef in their interior defensive line.
Watkins still in at fullback. Turner back to pass. Turner in trouble, and Turner sacked at the 31-yard line. Going to lose 6 yards. Furlough with the quarterback brown bag.
Furlough coming in from his left defensive end position. Was about the time the snap was caught, he was there.
Third and long, and they have been twice now on this drive in third and plus 10 or plus 10 yardage. Maybe not third and 10 or third and plus 10, but I'll explain it right here in a minute. They've had long yardage situations. Should have just gone with that. Left side, here's Perkins. Can he make another big gain on third and long? He is slung down at the 20-yard line, so he's going to pick up 11 of those yards, but not enough for the first down. Stevens with the tackle. Now here comes the time to make a decision. They've got a pretty good kicker in Jose Beza. Do you add some points on the board here, or on fourth down, do you go for it?
Well, you're talking 40 yards. I think you probably...
Well, there's a penalty flag, too, so we have to wait on this. It could be another personal foul penalty. Personal foul, face mask, Wolverines. Ouch.
In this series, the Birds defense has really been a lot more resistant. One bad play, which was the swing pass that went for about 30 yards, but then the two personal fouls have just killed them.
Well, they're now in the Steve Martin Construction red zone at the 10.5-yard line. They work directly with you to build the home of your dreams, 904-9639. Smyrna with first and goal from the 10.5-yard line. John Turner to the line of scrimmage. In the backfield there with him is Blake Watkins. The play coming in from the sidelines. Sanders, Dayton Sanders, and Cunningham, receivers here to the right. The pass is out here to the left, and Sanders, a juke move at the five, stretches, going to be taken down around the two-yard line, and another penalty flag picks up eight.
I think this could be on Smyrna. It might be holding.
Joy makes the tackle for the Wolverines. 7:19 to go in the first half. 14-7.
Looked like they were trying to clear a path for him, and that's where the holding occurred, trying
right.
to get a block there for him.
And that is indeed the case. So that is going to back them up here. Waving at fans, John?
No, I'm waving at you. I can see you.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first penalty for the Bulldogs tonight.
Smyrna has had, Laverne, rather, has had a ton.
7-1.
Yeah. And then
and some biggies.
Two of those are 15-yarders. So Turner on first and 17, or first and goal now. Well, it looks like they can get a first down at the one. Here's Watkins. Gets it to the 15-yard line. Picks up 3 yards before then being pushed back. And now some extracurriculars after the play.
Stanton Stevens on the tackle.
Second down now. And
gain of three on the run by Watkins.
Gain of three makes it second.
Correction,
data 4 and 15. Yeah.
Stanton Stevens not listed as a starter, but he's come in and he's kind of made his presence. Made a good tackle to save a first down by Perkins, and that one there was fairly aggressive.
If that name sounds familiar, it's the name of the head coach of Laverne as well. That's Stanton Stevens' son.
It's not Stanton Senior.
No,
I've seen him run.
Here's Perkins back in the game. A nice stiff arm. Can't get free this time. Running left side. Trying to get around that left end, but Norfolk was there to make the tackle. But he's inside the 15 at about the, well, I think 13-yard line. We'll see where they spot it. Going to bring up a third and long.
As the right outside linebacker, Norfolk, who's kind of a clone of Gray, made that tackle.
Third down and 12 from the 13. They can get a first down inside the one. Here's Turner, has some time, zips it across the middle. Oh, and through the hands of Sherrod Joy of the Wolverines. And I'm not sure what happened, a little mix-up. Mason Cunningham was open, but just not that deep
pass
to the right.
Oh, the pass was behind him. His timing was off.
Yeah, the speed of the pass was nothing wrong with it.
No.
He drilled it, but you're right, the timing was wrong.
Going to have a 30-yard field goal attempt here by Jose Beza with John Turner to hold for the tray. The kick is away. It is up. It's long enough. And it is good. Jose Beza connects on a 30-yard field goal as the Bulldogs extend their lead 17-7 with 5:13 to go in the first half. As you listen to State Farm Prep Football.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, let the Ring Pro professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street keep your home or business comfortable year-round. We service all major brands and in most cases offer same-day service. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Also Heating and Air, your Ring Pro partner, heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Joining us from DirecTV by Intersource, Andy DeGraw, a company that is truly involved in this community.
We have a golf tournament that we host every year that goes to benefit a local charity. We have a strong relationship and a commitment to Rutherford County schools and athletics. We give back around $15,000 a year.
Intersource.
615-815-1800 and online at intersource.tv.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Our Beeman Dodge time of the drive, 5 minutes 43 seconds. It took 7 plays and about 3 penalties by the Wolverines. A 30-yard field goal by Beza, and it is now 17-7 Smyrna with 5:13 to go here in the first half. Brian?
Here is the kickoff by Beza. Short kick, angling to the right. It is going to be caught by the Wolverines, Stanton Stevens, and that's where the Wolverines will take over.
That was a nice catch. I'm telling you, it was that was difficult by Stevens. Tonight's game brought to you by Idiz Tees, Dan France Concrete, Fleet Feet, Middle Tennessee Christian School, and State Farm.
The latest scores now.
Let's check on your scoreboard. We have a brand new score just in at halftime, 16-15. Lewis County leads Eagleville at the half, 16-15 Lewis County. Nashville Overton has scored as well. They now lead Stewart's Creek 21-0. Middle Tennessee Christian School 3, Ezel Harding 0. Pass right side from Keanthony Connor, now to Fant. Fant breaks the tackle, 45-50, 45-40, and inside the 30, going to be pushed out of bounds. All of those scores on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Daylon Williams makes the tackle, and a nice run there by Fant. You almost feel like Rod Laverne needs something big to happen, and a 35-yard scamper like that can certainly do it.
Right. Connor's back in. He was right on the money on the sideline, and then Fant spun out and broke it, and you see that he not only is he strong, but he has good feet and good hands.
You know, it's not that Cody Miller he threw some beautiful passes. I think Laverne in that early second quarter was just their own worst enemy. Running right up the left guard is Kentavies Bradley. Picks up a couple there on the first and 10 after the first bank first down. The MTCS Ezel Harding game is at the half now, 3-0. MTCS over Ezel Harding.
They had 4 Bulldogs on the tackle, so they're really watching Bradley, and they're really pursuing well.
Don't forget, Sir Pizza, sponsor of our game and coach's show podcast. So check out GoPrimetimeSports.com and WGNSRadio.com, where we're creeping up on the 6 million hits a month on the website. And close to 275 unique visits there on the website. So
what's a unique visit, Brian?
Well, if you go on the website, you may click 4 times, and that's 4 hits. But you're a unique visitor.
Oh, I got you.
In layman's terms. If you know Lehman, do you know him?
I don't know him, but well, I had a guy named Lehman once.
Yeah.
I knew.
Lehman Flat.
Yeah.
That's what kind of popped into my mind. Second down and 7 yards to go. Clock rolling at 4:18. Big drive here for Laverne, Rod, if they can get some points.
Yeah, that'll kind of change the momentum. Things have been all Smyrna the last quarter and a half.
Bradley, nice low run across the 30 to about the 25. Picks up 5 yards, 4 or 5. We'll see where they spot it. But I mentioned low run because he was low to the ground there, and that helped him get a few yards.
Right. He got more. If he'd been standing up, you know, he'd had more contact made. And he got him close to a first down, so they've set him up for a chance to keep the chains moving.
Manis on the tackle for Smyrna. Third down and 2. About 3.5 to go. First half, 17-7 Bulldogs. At the 25-yard line. cuts back. Bradley does, and going to wrestle his way inside the 20 in the red zone now to about the 17, 18-yard line. Nice cutback because everything was blocking to his right. He cut back to the left and found some room. Everybody else had to react.
We had Vetter, the tackle, pulling and going to the right side, and Bradley went through the hole he left. Usually they follow the block, but this time he tried to counter it.
OKK caught up with him and made the takedown, and the Wolverines are in the Steve Martin Construction red zone. 904-9639, Steve Martin Construction. Well, you have to feel like if you're the Wolverines, you want to come out of here with a touchdown.
Very important.
Under center now is Ke'Anthony Connor. Fullback is Jacarius Stevens. Connor going to the air. Jump ball, Malik Gray, double teamed, incomplete.
He went up with two Bulldogs all around him. Couldn't hang on to it.
Well, that was Blake Watkins and Devin Sims. Some pretty good defenders going up against Malik Gray, who is shaking up a little bit. Gray is slow to get up here.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS. Brian, tonight brought to you in part by one of our new sponsors, Beeman Dodge. And they also have Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Fiat with them. FNB Mortgage, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, State Farm, Bradley Plumbing, and Martin's Home and Garden.
You know, wearing these headsets, I've always wanted to hold my
Let's
stat sheet over.
Let's do that. I wish we had TV.
Yeah.
See what we're doing.
Hold my...
I love that. That's so cool.
My stat card in front of it. And I've always wondered, what are they talking about there?
Yeah, they don't want you to read their lips, yeah. I guess. But
did someone go get the laundry?
We could go get baseball gloves.
Now you can see the pitcher and the pitching, catcher doing it. Yeah. But why announcers?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just thought it was kind of cool. I just always see that on the sidelines, and I thought I want to be like Mike Mularkey.
Well, let's hold off on that yet. Let's make sure he wins a few games.
Oh, this is what happens when there are injuries, folks, and sometimes the brain begins to wander. And I can't really tell what's going on with Malik Gray. He's up. He's going to walk off on his own power, so it's not much.
It's a cramp, it looks like.
Maybe so, yeah.
The way he's walking off.
This is the time of year for cramps.
It sure is, and at least the weather.
I had a cramp coming up the steps tonight. But nobody stopped play or anything. They just kept, y'all walked over me, actually.
Suck it up, let's go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's do it.
That's what the old coach said. Yeah. I'm going to put my scorecard back up here now and talk into my microphone on the second and 10 now from the 17 for the Wolverines. Connor under center now. Connor going to roll out. Now just lets it fly. Nice catch. Was he inbounds or not? And the answer is not. A diving catch.
The answer is incomplete.
Incomplete out there, intended for Josh Lewis.
Well, that was a great effort by Anthony Burrod. He was about ready to get tackled. He kind of did a stiff arm, forearmed him to get the ball away.
The old stiff arm, and then a beautiful try diving for it right at the sideline.
Third down and 10 now for the Wolverines rather, at their opponent's 17-yard line. Laverne has only won one of the meetings.
Do you remember that score of that game, Brian?
I do not. I know last year's was 16-13, Smyrna winning. Connor going left side. There may have been some holding there, but no flag was thrown.
I'm going to say it was a close, low-scoring game. Somewhere in my memory, I'm thinking really low-scoring, but I'm not sure. I can't remember. Who was the coach of Laverne at the time? There's another trivia question.
Your old buddy.
Crawford?
Yeah. Coach Crawford. I can't believe I was thinking Ron, and I knew Ron wasn't right. Ron's his son, Ron Crawford.
Coach Crawford could have run for mayor after that victory.
Well, he's the only Laverne coach to win that game.
He had a year to run.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, Matt Williams has never lost. Philip Shadowins was
true.
The coach.
That's true.
At that time.
Yeah.
And who was the coach before Philip? Now I've blanked out on that, but
He never lost that game either. We have got a timeout on the field. Laverne takes a timeout, facing a fourth down and 10 from the Bulldog 17 when we come back here on State Farm Prep Football.
So, how's it going living with her?
Really well, man, but different than I expected.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't realize how opposite our taste in music is, but I'm warming up to hers, you know? And we have different schedules, but we make time to eat together.
That's great. Hey, here's my cab. You need a ride?
No, I'm good, man. She's pulling up right now.
Hey, Peaches.
Hi, Mima.
It doesn't matter who your driver is, as long as it's a sober one. Booze it and lose it. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. Helping you arrive.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS, brought to you in part tonight by Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, Jones Car Wash, ASC Signs, and Midas of Murfreesboro, also Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, First Bank, John Jones Real Estate, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Toyota of Murfreesboro. You know, I think there's a possibility we may resume play now. It's getting close.
We are getting close.
The latest scores now.
We are going to give you a scoreboard update as we have Overton now leading Stewart's Creek 28-0. Theo Jackson with his second long touchdown run of the game, a 46-yarder here against the Red Hawks of Stewart's Creek, the latest score in. Fourth and 10 now. Big fourth down for the Wolverines. Connor under center, passes left side. The pass is caught by Lewis. Now reverses field. Now turns up the field and dives forward at the 15-yard line. And now a flag. That is going to be a personal foul in there somewhere. We'll have to see who it's on and if that makes a difference. A personal foul here in this situation, Rod, if it's against Smyrna, could give them a first down.
Right. First down and chances for Laverne to score before the half.
There is pushing and shoving with teammates now. Let's not do this kind of thing going on. The officials are conferring. Now, in a pileup like that, a lot of times you get offsetting personal foul penalties.
Which may be good for Laverne to replay it, because that play hit with the wide receiver catching the ball, he had one out blocking for him, but he ran back to the middle, and Smyrna is such a disciplined team, they're going to have that covered. And he was going into trouble.
Personal foul, Smyrna, after the play. So I guess they will mark it off here. It's going to be first and down. I didn't hear him say, he didn't point Smyrna or Laverne's way.
No. So it would be first down Smyrna, but they're going to have to walk off yardage then.
And it was after the penalty. I mean, it was after the run, rather. So now they pick up the football at the 15, and it's probably going to be near the goal line. So they're beginning to mark it off. Going to be half the distance with it at the 15. So that's going to put it at the 8. So first and 10 for Smyrna at the 8. And, John, if you're in this situation now, you just don't want anything. You don't want to give them any type of gas to throw on the fire.
You've got a 10-point lead. Hopefully you're going to try to break one, which they are almost did on that play.
Yeah, Perkins goes right off the left guard. Just does get stopped there by Jacarius Stevens. He picked up 4 yards, but he had already picked up a little mojo when he was shoestring there. Second down and 6. 2:14 to go in the first half of play. 17-7, Smyrna leads. Here's Perkins, dances around, now falls forward to the 15-yard line. Picks up 3 yards there.
Smyrna would like to pick up a first down here to get the ball. They might be in a little trouble if they can't pick it up here.
2 yards on the run. It's third down, four.
Third down and 4. You pick up 4 yards here, you can run the rest of the first half clock out. That's probably what they're thinking, I would say. They don't want to give Laverne the football back because it's going to be a short field, and they'd just rather not deal with that. But you got to pick up the first down. The snap is high. Turner brings it down, gives to Perkins, and it is going to be awfully close. I'm going to say he didn't make it there. As the official is standing at about the 16-yard line, and I think they needed to get up.
He's about 2 yards short.
I think he's going to be about 2 yards short. Header with a nice tackle in there.
But that's pretty much what Smyrna had to do. He got Perkins, and any time he could break it, even though you're not trying to run out the clock, you've got to protect the ball because you are close to your own goal line.
Well, and Laverne probably knew that, and they stacked the box there.
Right. Well, the big play was the first play because Perkins about broke it, and a nice tackle there to stop him at about 3 yard gain.
Clock starts at 1:05.
They might even take a delay, Rod, you know?
That, I think, is exactly what they're going to do. They're going to take a delay of game, back them up 5 yards, and then punt. Because Smyrna's offense is still out there, they are making no attempt to go to the line of scrimmage.
They may call a timeout just before.
Well, that's true, too.
That way you don't lose yardage because they're back off the far already.
They have 2 timeouts left. They do call the timeout. Let's step aside for it as well. And good clock management there by the Bulldogs. We'll be back 17-7. Smyrna leads on State Farm Prep Sports.
Why should you shop at Toyota of Murfreesboro?
This is actually my first Toyota. I work for Nissan.
The largest Tacoma dealer in the region.
It rides like a car.
Toyota of Murfreesboro.
I love my truck.
They're local and they're your neighbors.
I love Toyota of Murfreesboro.
A 3-day exchange policy. If you don't like it, exchange it.
They are absolutely wonderful.
Toyota of Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway at I-24.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS tonight is brought to you by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, and Prentice Alsa Heating and Air. It's 17-7 with 38 seconds to go here in the first half. Smyrna on top of the Laverne Wolverines.
Clock is down to 38 seconds, and Jose Beza is in to punt. He is he punted last year as a freshman and did a tremendous job. So they've got a pretty good kicker here in Jose Beza. He's already hit a 30-yard field goal here in this game tonight. And is a pretty good punter as well. Got a good leg. Good soccer player. Nice spiraling kick going to be taken. And at the 50, dropped by the Wolverines. But they get back on it at the 45, their own 45. Let's see. Fant drops it. And a fumble picked up by Stanton Stevens, a 45-yard punt.
The latest scores now.
Let's update your scoreboard here in the last moments of the first half. All around everywhere, we take you to Nashville Overton, who leads Stewart's Creek 28-0. At the half, Lewis County 16, Eagleville 15. And at the half, it's MTCS 3, Ezel Harding nothing. From last night, Ravenwood downed Siegel 23-19, and that's a look at your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. First and 10 for Laverne with only 28 seconds. They are at their own 45, so 55 yards from pay dirt. Do you take a shot?
Looks like they're
going to just take a knee.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what Key Anthony Connor does here, takes a knee. But now the clock didn't start. Now it does. Shouldn't have to take a knee again. Why don't they just go to the locker room? The official's going to make them line up there with 14 seconds. But Laverne doesn't have to take a knee. They can just let the clock run out. And Connor is not interested in doing that either. He's going to walk off. They head to the locker room. The Bulldogs head to the locker room. And your score here at the half, Smyrna 17, Laverne 7. Laverne struck first, and 17 unanswered points by the Bulldogs give them a 10-point lead here at the half at Robert L. Rake Stadium. We'll take a break, and when we come back, John Dinkins and Rod Edwards will have your Ideas Tees halftime show. I'll join up in there as well a little later on in the program. Stay with us. Lots of information, stats, scores, you name it. We've got it for you coming up next here on News Radio WGNS.
This is Sherry Bush at Reeve Sane Drugstore. Gift wrapping is always a challenge for many of us. We're willing and happy to take that off your hands and gift wrap any of your purchases here in the store. And keep in mind that our gift wrapping is always complimentary with your purchases. Whether it's a birthday, an anniversary, Christmas, Valentine's Day, or Easter, we will gift wrap your purchase for you. At Reeve Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard on the north side of town.
Hello, friends. Here are a few questions about funeral planning that perhaps you have been asking. Should I choose cremation or a full-service burial? Do I have to be embalmed? Can I be buried in my backyard? Just how much will a simple funeral cost me? If I buy a funeral today, will the price be subject to change? What if my kids decide they want something different from me than I've already planned? These questions and more can be easily answered by calling me, Lenny Farmer, with Jennings & Ayers Funeral Home at 893-2422. Call me today and get answers.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity, in spirit, mind, and body. The mission of MTCS is to provide an education based on Christian values and academic excellence in a nurturing environment that will prepare students to become responsible, productive members of the home, church, and community. School spirit takes on a whole new meaning as the Cougars not only excel in the classroom but in the sports arena as a TSSAA member. Become a Cougar. Call and schedule a tour and visit mtcscougars.org.
As attic insulation, I can just lie around.
Yeah, and you save homeowners up to 30% on their heating bills. Still, you need some exercise.
But I'm saving them hundreds of dollars.
Two words, jumping jacks.
No way, bud. I need some rest. Could you fluff my pillow?
Call Roscoe Brown Heating and Air to get your home's insulation in shape.
Oh, and pass the Cheetos.
RoscoeBrown.com. Give us a call.
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com.
Hey, this is Drew Mitchell from Bud's Tire Pros, your complete automotive service center where everything rotates around you. When you visit Bud's Tire Pros, you'll always get friendly customer service and high quality work. And your purchase is backed by the Tire Pros nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance. Bud's Tire Pros carries all major brand tires, including Michelin and BF Goodrich. For local service you can trust, visit Bud's Tire Pros in Murfreesboro, online at budstireprostn.com.
Get to a better State Farm.
Next, it's the Ideas Tees Halftime Show. Now for in-depth game coverage, let's join John Dinkins and the Primetime Sports Team.
And we welcome you back. Here is halftime, and it's the Ideas Tees Halftime Show. John Dinkins will be joined by Rod Edwards here in just a second, and then also Brian Barrett will be back after he grabs a couple of pieces of pizza and some cookies and some other things. Ideas Tees, the place in Rutherford County for school spirit wear, screen printing, embroidery, specialty items, and more. You can buy all of your officially licensed MTSU Blue Raider merchandise from Raiders Tees. For Blue Raider tees, polos, hats, and more, you visit their showroom at 910 Risley Road. Just turn off Broad Street between Chewy's and Chili's. Ideas Tees can put your logo on just about anything. Stop in and see how they can help you promote your favorite team, workplace, or organization. Find out more online at ideastees.com. Ideas Tees, proud to be the official TSSAA merchandise source. And I haven't talked to the powers to be at Ideas Tees, but I'm sure they're very proud of this halftime show. Anyway, it's time for the Craig's Tax Service first half recap, and an exciting first half with Smyrna leading 17-7. We start off with Laverne getting on the scoreboard first here in the first quarter, 10 minutes and 30 seconds into it. A 10-yard run by Bradley.
Nice run by Bradley, and he's in there. Touchdown, Katavis Bradley, and that was some nice work by the Wolverines and Bradley, especially on this drive.
Right, and a good job by the offensive line. They opened the hole. He was going outside, then he saw an opening and cut back in, and really nobody made contact with him as he went in for the touchdown.
That touchdown set up by a 55-yard run by Bradley, who finished the half with 113 yards. Smyrna came back to tie it in the first, 6:22 to go in the first quarter, on a 27-yard run by Mr. Senior, Casey Perkins.
Perkins up the middle, up the gut. 25, breaks the tackle, 20. At the 15, cuts back outside. 10, 5, leaps for the end zone. He's in there. Touchdown, Bulldogs, 27 yards.
And Smyrna also added in the first quarter another touchdown on a 20-yard run with 1:18 to go in the first by Perkins again.
To Perkins up the middle, Ocean parts, and he's going to go in untouched. He scampers in 20 yards. Casey Perkins for the TD, his second of the night.
And then Smyrna again scored in the second quarter with 5:13 to go. Beza with a nice 30-yard field goal.
Going to have a 30-yard field goal attempt here by Jose Beza with John Turner to hold for the Tray. The kick is away. It is up. It's long enough. And it is good. Jose Beza connects on a 30-yard field goal as the Bulldogs extend their lead 17-7.
17 unanswered points. Smyrna takes the lead and are leading here at halftime by 10. Rod, your thoughts on the first half?
Well, I think Laverne Wolverines caught Smyrna by surprise. I think Bradley caught us by surprise how quick he was. First play, 55 yards. They're like, whoa, what's he got? I mean, he showed such quick feet. Then he did go in for the touchdown. And then it looks like Coach Stanton Stevens was really wanting to try a little trick play, try to get a jump on him. He was hoping we could get something early. And then he had an onside kick, recovered it. So things really looked good for Laverne, except that at that point, Smyrna really defense started stepping up. They faced the challenge. It kind of woke up. A good series. They held them. I think there was a penalty in there that really hurt Laverne, which they had penalties that hurt them throughout. And then, but they punted the ball. Good punt, and Smyrna got the ball on the 10-yard line. And then on a third and about eight, there was an offside penalty. You know, if you could have held Perkins or kept them from getting a first down, they've been punting to you, they were in a good situation. Instead, the offside penalty, then they got a first down up the middle from there, a pass play on the outside. Then we had an outside run for about 15 yards by Perkins. Pass to Cunningham, and then a 27-yard run for touchdown. Well, at that point, it was like the Bulldogs were then balanced, and they were on their way.
Smyrna looked really smooth, I thought, offensively. But let's face it, in that first half, Laverne shot themselves in the foot several times with the penalties, which you've already mentioned. That's your Craig's Tank Service first half recap. Brought to you by, of course, Craig's Tank Service. Tax laws can be very confusing. It makes sense to get help with your taxes. Craig's Tank Service specializes in personal and business tax preparation, financials, and bookkeeping services. Call today at 615-890-2233. Craig's Tank Service is at 142 Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial. Mike Brandon and Brett Craig, along with Bruce Hall, salute all Rutherford County teams this season and look forward to a great second half in tonight's game. Let's take a look here at the stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Loveless Fine Photography, and Winners Trophies. For Laverne, Keanthony Connor with 9 yards rushing on one carry. Jacarius Stevens had one carry for a negative one. Catavius Bradley, what a night he's having, 113 yards on 10 carries. They shut him down a little bit toward the second quarter, but he was on fire in the first. Cody Miller, one carry for 4 yards. Sherrard, one carry, minus three. Connor, 4 of 6 for 58 yards, no interceptions. Cody Miller, 1 of 2 for 13 yards, for a total of 71 in the air. They rushed for 122, and 113 of that was Bradley, for a total of 193 first half yards. For Smyrna, Casey Perkins, 11 carries, 79 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Blake Watson, 2 carries for 4 yards. Sanders had 1 carry for 19 yards. Turner, a smooth night so far, very efficient, 5 of 6 for 83 yards, the longest being a 33-yard pass play to Perkins for a total of 83. So Smyrna with 96 yards rushing, 83 passing for a total of 179 yards. And they have had no turnovers, which has been huge in this game, and very few penalties.
Right, so, only 2 penalties.
Yeah, that's
they did have the personal foul here.
Do you have the total of yardage and penalties for Laverne, by the way?
75 yards for Laverne and penalties, and 15 for Smyrna.
That's a huge difference, and Stan Stevens is going to have to.
And the thing was, it seemed like each one was the key one. In
yeah.
The drive. Either extending or ending.
It gave a lot of first downs to Smyrna, didn't it? Those stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. The IDST's Halftime Show, of course, brought to you in part by Jones Car Wash, which is proud to support all student-athletes in Rutherford County. I've noticed your truck tonight, Rod. You probably need to go visit Jones Car Wash tomorrow. Located on Memorial, across from Old Charlie's, Jones Car Wash offers full service and exterior car wash services. Each wash includes wheel cleaner, bug removal, and towel drying. They also offer Rain-X, foam wax, tire shine, underbody wash, and air freshener, which requires no additional time. Better service, better wash, right price. Give Jones Car Wash a try next time you decide to wash your car. They're on Memorial across from Old Charlie's. Highlighting Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance highlight. We highlight local athletes all season long. Tonight, let's highlight this rivalry between Laverne and Smyrna that's been for 30 years or so. Laverne trying to get only their second win. But they've been some really talented teams come from both of these areas, Laverne and Smyrna. Shout out to all the Smyrna and Laverne athletes. Congratulations from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. If you have a sports-related injury, schedule an appointment with Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance today. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, Brian will be back with more of the IDST's Halftime Show. And as we continue here, from Smyrna High School, let me check some scores here real quick, too. Let me see if I can get some scores up here before I take that break. Ravenwood, of course, defeated Siegel last night 23-19. Smyrna leading here 17-7. It's Overton leading Stewart's Creek 28-0 at half. Lewis County leading Eagleville 16-15. That's quite a game, isn't it?
That's a big up.
Middle Tennessee, and that's at half. Middle Tennessee Christian School leading Ezel Harding 3-0 at half. And, of course, we've got our two games tomorrow, Oakland versus Jackson Northside, Riverdale at Ottawa. That's at MTSU tomorrow on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. We'll be back. Brian will rejoin us here after this timeout.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost quality protection and claim service. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne and Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne and Taylor.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Bell Jewelers, the name you know, the jeweler you trust.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
This is Ryan Brochier at Beeman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat. Come by our showroom on South Church Street here in Murfreesboro, and let me show you this month's specials.
Make an entrance in a 2016 Jeep Cherokee, 0% for 72 months, up to $7,000 off MSRP. And hold on tight. If you want more action, the all-new 2017 Fiat 124 Spider. The summer sales event's going on now. Beeman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat in Murfreesboro.
Stock number 219151 with approved credit. Price includes $4.99 processing fee plus tax, title, and license.
Martin's Home and Garden, Murfreesboro's premier nursery and garden center.
It's time for produce. This is Lester Martin at Martin's Home and Garden, and we have fresh, homegrown produce from the Amish and Mennonites. From tomatoes, onions, peppers, cucumbers, and everything in between. From the grower to your table, it's the freshest produce you'll find in Rutherford County. We also still have lots of nice bedding plants, shrubs, and trees for your summer landscape.
Martin's Home and Garden, on Broad Street across from Demas, where beauty and quality meet.
At John Jones Real Estate, we are big supporters of high school athletics. Being a former high school athlete, I learned teamwork, commitment, and sacrifice. These are the same qualities we bring to our clients every day. This is why we have been the number one sales team in Rutherford County for the last decade. If you are thinking of buying or selling, let us put our dedicated team of professionals to work for you. For a free home evaluation or buyer consultation, call us at John Jones Real Estate, 615-867-3020.
Hello,
this is Amanda from Animal City. Come to Animal City and spend some time in the tranquility of our renovated fish department. Come to Animal City and see how new LED lighting can enhance the appearance of your aquarium. Whether you keep saltwater or freshwater fish, we have everything your aquarium needs here at Animal City. This is Amanda from Animal City. Animal City is at 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro. Come let our family help your family.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
The Ideas Tees Halftime Show on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, streaming at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
Welcome back here on the Ideas Tees Halftime Show. Glad you're along with us here for State Farm Prep Football. From News Radio WGNS, you know, we have been doing this for 70 years now. This is our 70th anniversary coming up in January, and prep sports have always been a part of what we have done here at News Radio WGNS. I guess with January being the opening date, we did start with basketball during that first year back in 1947, so technically our 69th football season. But who's keeping tabs? 70 years is quite a long time to do this, and we just wanted to take some time to thank all of the sponsors who make it possible. You know, you hear the commercials. We have special parts of the game where these businesses are sponsoring. Number one, we do that to bring more attention to their business because they have supported us in an effort to bring you the games. But also, it's just another great way to give back and support these local businesses who are supporting us, a local business here at the radio station. So when you hear these sponsors, just know that without them, we would not be able to bring you 70 years of high school football, basketball, softball, baseball coverage. You know, we expanded about 25 years ago to include the Coach's Show and our Thursday night local sports talk show. That was before all sports talk, so there was, you know, really no local sports talk until that time. And then, about halfway through that, expanded to include softball and baseball coverage. And to do all of that, 173 games and shows last year, we have to have the sponsors step up and help defray the cost. And without that, again, we wouldn't be able to bring you the sports that we enjoy so much. We hope you enjoy it. And when you hear these sponsors, if you could patronize them, if you can just drop them a note and say, thanks for being a high school sports sponsor, that would go a long way to making sure that we can continue doing what we do for you. With that said, we do have a complete season of prep sports coming up here for you. Of course, this being the opening weekend, but if you'd like to take a look at our broadcast schedule upcoming for football, we have that posted now, including next week, Smyrna at Stewart's Creek, and then September 2nd, Blackman at Riverdale, then Blackman hosting Shades Valley, Alabama on September 9th, Oakland at Blackman on September the 16th. It is Smyrna at Siegel on September 23rd. Week 7 on September 30th brings you Riverdale at Siegel. Week 8, fall break week, but we'll have Cannon County at MTCS football on for you. Week 9, Oakland at Riverdale, the Battle of the Borough on October the 14th. October 21st, Riverdale at Smyrna. And then the regular season winds up with Smyrna at Oakland on October the 28th. Playoffs November, first week in November. So we've got a big football schedule for you right here on the radio. So we hope you will enjoy it. That's going to do it for this portion of the Ideas Tees Halftime Show. Hang in there with us. We'll get to the second half action coming up here in just a few moments.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Sometimes money's hard to get and even harder to keep.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and I'd like to offer you a discount double check. My team and I can go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve. Give me a call today at 893-9898.
State Farm. Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Michael Busey, and I can help get you to a better state. Give me a call at 615-624-8664.
Hello, it's me, your automated banker. Was it something I said? If so, please press 1. If it's you and not me, please press 2. You are caller number 1 to me.
Switch to First Bank and get the great personal service, local decision-making, and a real person to help you at the other end of the phone line you can only find at a real community bank. Plus, our mobile banking app now keeps us even closer. First Bank, where the accent is on you. Member FDIC.
Freedom is about not being tied down by how you feel. The physicians and staff at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic understand that having good health gives you the freedom to follow your heart.
MMC has over 20 specialties under one roof. So when my doctor recommended I see a specialist, I found one without leaving the building. I was back on my feet in no time.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Your health is our mission. To learn more, visit mmclinic.com.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printing.
We would certainly be glad to come and see a customer's place of business, understand more about what makes them tick and what makes their business special and what they're trying to do and what they're trying to accomplish, and we're happy to help them accomplish their goals.
Franklin's Printing has been serving Rutherford and surrounding counties since 1989.
I'm Jeff Carlton, and I'm with Franklin's Printing. We do a lot of direct mail. There are people who want to reach their target market that puts their message right into their customer's hands.
Got plumbing problems? Let Bradley Plumbing take care of it today. Bradley Plumbing has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years and served Rutherford County and the surrounding areas. We proudly carry Wolverine brass faucets, which are made in America, and carry a lifetime warranty. From repairing toilets to installing tankless water heaters, we do it all.
This is Megan Getley with Bradley Plumbing. No job is too small, so give us a call today at 615-896-6638. And don't forget to like Bradley Plumbing on Facebook.
Stones River Mall invites you to start the new school year in style. Shop for the latest trends during tax-free weekend this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Claire's will host a nail party from noon to 2 p.m. on Saturday, and Paul Mitchell, the school, will provide complimentary mini makeovers inside Agassi from 1 to 5 on Saturday. Plus, Stones River Mall will be open extended hours during tax-free weekend. Visit StonesRiverMall.com for details.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
The Ideas Tees Halftime Show on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, streaming at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
John Dingens back here with the Ideas Tees Halftime Show. Let's take a look at those defensive stats, which I wanted to make sure we got in before we got through here. Malik Gray with one tackle for Laverne, two tackles for Sherrard, Furlow with two tackles. Norfolk leads Laverne with four tackles, Stan Stevens with two tackles, Jerry Bryant with one, Charles Mackey with one, and Trayvon Etter has two. For Smyrna, they're led by JoJo Richardson with three tackles, Nick Okeke with two, Blake Watkins has two, Peyton Manis with three, Devin Sims with two. Rod, that's another case where he's back making a contribution. McCormick had two tackles on the night, and Percy Whitaker with one. Again, the stats brought to you by our friends at Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. Let me tell you what's coming up Saturday. Tomorrow, first of all, in the morning, beginning at 8, it's the Prentice Also Heating and Air Coaches Corner, fueled by Donut Country. We'll have Riverdale, Smyrna, Blackman, Laverne, Oakland, Stewart's Creek, Siegel, and Eagleville, all in that order, followed by and joining us for the MTCS Cougar Corner, which is presented by Hall Bowling Automotive at 10:15 tomorrow morning. We have the schedule of times on your website, so or on our website, so go to GoPrimeTimeSports.com. And if you missed your favorite coach's segment, you can always listen back on demand at GoPrimeTimeSports.com. I think it's on Twitter. I think we've got them everywhere. Get them on Facebook. I don't know, really. If you've missed part of tonight's action or one of your favorite coaches, don't forget we're podcasting each game and coaches show for high school and MTSU sports this season. Just log on to GoPrimeTimeSports.com to listen to on demand. It's sponsored by Sir Pizza, We'll also bring you the post-game replays. If you have announcements you'd like us to broadcast and put on our website, we do spaghetti suppers, pancake breakfast. We'll put it on the air for you.
Especially if we're invited.
That's for sure. What's that morning show? They don't have anything on us. Swap and Shop. They don't have anything on us. Send an email to sports@wgnsradio.com.
Speaking of that, pancake breakfast for the Siegel Band tomorrow morning, the 14th annual.
Yep. Event. And I think Kittrell's having a volunteer fire department. I think they're having a
country
ham breakfast in the morning. So a lot of places to go to. We're about ready to get underway here. The score is Smyrna 17, Laverne 7. Let's have a Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update, Brian.
The latest scores now.
We do have one game in the third quarter now. It's Ezel Harding 7, MTCS 3. So Harding comes out and scores in the second half, 7-3 in that one. At the half, Lewis County 16, Eagleville 15. I'm sure that's in the second half now. Overton leading Stewart's Creek 28-0. From last night, Ravenwood 23 and Siegel 19. And that's a look at your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Second half, Rod, if you look at it, you mentioned this. I'm not sure if you mentioned it on the air. You look at the first downs. You look at the stats. Laverne's big glaring stat that's caused them problems all night tonight are penalties.
That is definitely it. And it's the timing of the penalties that made it even worse. It seemed like they're always at the worst time.
Well, here is the second half kickoff to Smyrna. Going to be taken at the 27-yard line. Nice run to the outside there. And taken down around the 35 is Jordan Carter for the Bulldogs. Bush makes the tackle, and we're underway here in the second half. A 10-point Bulldog lead. And if you're Smyrna here, Rod, you would really like to march it downfield and get some points.
Right. I'm curious to see if they're going to open up their passing game a little bit. It really was about six passes. They didn't need it, but this may be the time to really open it up and see what they've got.
Percy Whitaker is a near side receiver. That's the wide side of the field. Mason Cunningham, the senior, 6'1 senior out here as well. Looks like they're also bringing in Quentin Smith. He's going to line up on the right side of the line. Kind of a wing formation here, if you will. Perkins going to run here to the near side and be dropped for a loss. I see Furlow in there for the tackle, a loss of two.
Furlow's had a good game as the right end. He penetrated again. He's had a couple tackles, especially with penetration.
Five tackles now here on the night. Sack it down, and scoreboard says 11. It looks closer to 12, so we'll split the difference. Turner, quick pass out of the backfield to Perkins, 35-40, 45. And where he went out of bounds is going to determine whether he's got a first down or not. I think he's going to be just an eyelash short as Norfolk makes the tackle. Norfolk with the tackle.
That's the third time they've run the little sharp pass to Perkins going onto his left or his right, and he gets him out in space and he gets yardage.
Picked up 10, needed 11, so it's third and one now at their own 46-yard line. Just underway here in the second half, and a 10-point Bulldog lead, and the Wolverines pulled off sides. And that wasn't really even a hard count or anything there, Rod.
In fact, the quarterback looked back over to the coach.
Man, he was running up to the line of scrimmage to change the play. So that gives Smyrna an automatic First Bank first down. First Bank, community banking since 1906.
This puts them in on Laverne's side of the field now.
Indeed it does as they move right to left. Pretty warm night. I think it's just really muggy and very humid after the rain from today. Perkins running off the left guard spot and a nice run from the 45 to the 40. And Lewis finally brought him down, but he made a heck of a run there as he had Wolverines clinging all over him. Picks up 10.
Good job by the left side of the line. McKay really led that blocking scheme, and he just followed behind his blockers.
We're going to say his knee was down after picking up 9.5, so it'll be second and a short one. Too wide to the right. That's the wide side of the field, and that is Whitaker and Cunningham. Tight end blocking here on the left side is JoJo Richardson. That's where the play comes. Extra blocking in there for Perkins, who rumbles down to the 35, now the 34-yard line, and that's where he's taken down. Picks up 6, and it is a first down for the Bulldogs. Wallace with the tackle, and we've got a Wolverine slow to get up there. Looks like one of the linemen probably working out a cramp from that look. State Farm agent Michael Busey bringing you State Farm Prep Sports on Las Casas Pike in the Kroger Shopping Center. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Michael Busey, 624-8664. Don't forget to tune in every pregame show for the DirecTV by Intersource pregame show. DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800 for the best in DirecTV with local service that you can't get by calling that 800 number. After the game, it's the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show. Usain Bolt claims his 9th Olympic gold medal, wins the 4x100 relay. He is fast. He's much faster than us coming up the steps here at Smyrna.
Yes.
MTCS scores, new score update. Joe Peck with a 4-yard touchdown run, and they reclaim the lead. 9-7 MTCS, their first touchdown of the season on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. First and 10 now for the Bulldogs. Leading 17-7, have it at the Laverne 34-yard line. Two wide right. Same set as we've had most of this series, Whitaker and Cunningham over there. Been the Casey Perkins show, and going to be again 35-30, high step 25-20 to the 15. Had somebody pulling on him for about 10 yards. That somebody was Stevens. Gary Ivey in there as well. They finally brought him down, but that is hard running by Casey Perkins.
A good job by left tackle Garner. He sealed the end, and Perkins came right off of him, and it was just got around the edge. Edge very quickly for the quick gain.
And they are in the Steve Martin Construction red zone now. Of course, Steve and whole company there, after that 20-yard gain, they work directly with you to build the home of your dreams. Perkins right up the middle. He's going to go in untouched. A 14-yard touchdown rumble for Casey Perkins. That is his 3rd touchdown of the night.
Perkins looked like he was headed outside, but he cut back off the left guard. Big hole, and just easy ride back into the end zone.
That is a Toots touchdown. Toots, good food and fun. Stop on in every Monday for 40-cent wings until 3 o'clock, and also their chicken finger basket with fries, only $4.99 every Monday until 3 o'clock at Toots. Good food and fun. Beza for point. It is up and it is good. Your new score. Smyrna leads Laverne 24-7 with 9:46 to go in the third quarter of play on State Farm Prep Football.
First National Bank of Middle Tennessee.
Hi, I'm Joey Allison, one of the friendly faces at the Murfreesboro branch. Come see me at 1708 Gateway Boulevard if you need help with a commercial loan. Or call me at 893-1228. FMB is a member of FDIC and an equal housing lender. Visit us at fnbmt.com.
First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, 1708 Gateway Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
I love Toyota of Murfreesboro.
Toyota of Murfreesboro customers see it best.
We went from a large truck, a Tundra, to a RAV4, and it seems to have the space we need. And the fuel economy.
Toyota of Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro Superstore.
I love it.
We've had Toyotas for years. They've always serviced us and treated us real well.
Hi, this is Andy Obese with Toyota Murfreesboro, where we are exceeding your expectation.
On Medical Center Parkway at the I-24 exit.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
The Beeman Dodge time of the drive for Smyrna. 2 minutes and 4 seconds, a 64-yard drive on six plays, capped off by a 14-yard run by Perkins. Beeman Dodge, home of Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Fiat. Give them a call or go online at BeemanDCJR.com.
Well, the return is not going to be made there because I think that was... Well, the kickoff was muffed, and I can't tell who that was there. Dropped in front of him, and he did recover it. And you just got to fall on those, Rod.
Right. Instead, he tried to dive for it, and he couldn't get to it. And he's lucky he didn't end up in a recovery for the Bulldogs.
Rod, you've got a senior quarterback, a senior running back for Smyrna. Most of the offensive line are seniors. That bodes pretty well, and a lot of seniors on defense. That bodes very well for this Smyrna Bulldog team.
I'm sure the team, of course, the coach is trying to keep them one game at a time, but I'm sure the school and the community is really excited about these Bulldogs.
Pass from Connor here left side to Josh Lewis. Picks up only three as Blake Watkins was there to throw down the hammer. It'll bring up second down.
4-yard gain, it's second down.
I think if you're Laverne, Rod, they really do not need to give the football back to Smyrna quickly.
No. They may need to go to more of a sharp passing game and mixing in Bradley with a run. They've been trying more of the long passing. That was a sharp pass. You know, just work it down the field. And of course, then don't make any mistakes penalty-wise.
Katavis Bradley is in at tailback. Connor, a quick flare pass to Fant. Fant, nice move. Stutter steps at the 30 to the 32-yard line. And taken down there by Williams. Picks up about 10 yards. Does get the first down. There is a penalty flag on the play. And it seems like there's a lot of extra jawing going on, especially when it's Laverne offense versus the Smyrna defense.
And it's usually a big crowd's around, and they just stand there. And
yeah.
Usually get up, go, and get back and ready for the next play.
And that flag was awfully late, too. Picked up. So, no penalty.
The flag is waved off.
But what we said still stands. There's an awful lot of extra things that happen instead of getting ready for the next play, it seems like. So, but it's enough for a First Bank first down for the Wolverines. First Bank with locations in Murfreesboro, all over the city. Woodbury, Nashville, Smyrna even, and across the state. I think they're up to nearly 50 locations across the state. First Bank, first and 10. Right side is Lewis as a receiver. Another to the left. Eye backfield with Stevens and Bradley behind Key Anthony Connor. Tight end Furlow lines up here on the right side. Blocking here for Bradley. Bradley to the 35 and taken down there after a 4-yard pickup.
113 yards rushing for Bradley in the first half, and picked up a good bit of piece of real estate there with 4-yard gain.
Flag on the play.
A very good tackle by Devin Simmons, because we remember Devin from last year.
Holding against the Wolverines. So all of that's coming back. Those penalties are killers. I mean, where are they at? That's their second penalty here of the second quarter. That's a holding penalty, so it's a 10-yarder. And takes the ball back all the way to the 23-yard line. And makes it first and 19 now. Rod, it kills drives, really.
They killed the first drive in this half, you know, with the penalty. This one here probably is going to kill the strike, because first and 20 against the Smyrna defense is tough, because they needed sharp passes and quick runs by Bradley and work their way down the field.
Got to get it to the 41 for a first down. Connor lets it fly right side and had his man beat. Watkins knocks it down. It was really overthrown for Josh Lewis. Well defended there by Watkins.
Okiki, though, got in and hit his arm as he passed the ball, so he couldn't follow through with it.
Sack it down. 19 to go. Still more football tomorrow night if you haven't had enough so far. Riverdale versus Ootahwah at 4. Pre-game coverage begins around 3:30 or so. And then coming up for you after that, about 7 o'clock, Oakland versus Jackson Northside. Connor on second and long. Steps up to pass across the middle and overthrew fullback Jacarius Stevens by a good 15 yards.
Well, it's a good thing he did. There was four Bulldogs around him. If it had been in there, somebody would have probably picked it off or at least knocked it down.
Lewis County holding on to their 16-15 lead. That's the last score we had out of Eagleville and Lewis County. That one at Lewis County. Would you know how to get there, John?
No, I would not. Yeah. I don't know that I've ever been there.
It's west, isn't it?
I believe you're right.
Yes.
But
I don't know where, but I know it's west.
Well, yeah. I mentioned earlier it's not the end of the earth, but you can see it from there. 30-15 Lewis County into the third. That's a new score just in on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. So a lot's changed there. Flags here on this play before it gets started. So new score, 30-15 Lewis County on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard after three quarters. Delay of game against the Wolverines.
I should have given Rod a bigger penalty sheet.
Well,
we didn't count for all of these. Well, I'll go around and flip it over and go on the backside.
Okay. You know, we typically in the first couple of games do see penalties, a lot of penalties, but
play of games offsides usually.
Right. Not some of the ones that we've seen here in this one. Third down and 24. Connor on the run. Connor is sacked. Give the brown bag to Devin Williams. A loss of 3.
Connor
and we've got fourth down coming up. A new score.
The latest scores now.
This is on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. The news not any better for Stewart's Creek. 35-0. Clock going to begin to run now. Overton leading Stewart's Creek 35-0 on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
We've been to Overton, haven't we? I think we did. We went to Overton once. I believe we did, really. I remember.
We went to Nashville somewhere to do a first-round game.
I think that's where Donnie had the flat tire.
Kick here by Connor on the punt. It's going to bounce at the 41 and then bounce and bounce and bounce all at the 41-yard line. That's where Smyrna takes over. I think you are right.
He had a flat tire. We did it by the two of us, I think.
Yeah. I know that. I think you're right.
Wow.
Congratulations, John.
At my age, things just kick in. You know, I'm turning another year, Rod.
How many years
year?
Would that make?
It'll be the big 6-0 coming up.
Ooh.
Really?
Yep.
60?
60.
Wow.
I'm almost as old as Jeff Jordan.
Nobody's that old. Not even Rod. No, I'm just kidding. Well, now I've alienated two.
We're going to get calls on that one.
First and 10 here for the Bulldogs.
Oh, we got put up with it.
John Turner takes over. Myrna leading 24-7. Here's Perkins. Rumbles on the first and 10 down to about the 43. Means a pickup of 3 yards. State Farm agent Bud Morris bringing you coverage here. He's down on Franklin Road, just down from Franklin Road Christian School. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Bud Morris. 893-1417.
Speaking of that, let me give you all these agents. Jenny Allman, Michael Busey, Trey Helton, Monty King, Celeste Middleton, Bud, David Wilson, Andy Womack. All making us get to a better state with State Farm.
Appreciate every one of them. Title sponsor once again here this season. Quick pass out here left side. New target, Tevin Schiff. And Schiff at the 35-30, 25-20, inside the 20. In the red zone now at the 18-yard line.
Steve Martin construction red zone for the Bulldogs again after that 24-yard run before Joy made the tackle.
Runs of Perkins, set it up, fake to Perkins, and the wingback just slid out, hit him, and there was nobody around about 10 yards away, so we quickly gained good yardage in the play.
That's a far. Let me say that again. That is a first bank first down here for Smyrna, and they're knocking on the door again, already leading 24-7. Big third quarter so far. Can they tack on another score? Turner to Perkins. Perkins right up the middle off the left side. Now breaks free, gets across the 15, and dives forward. He is running so hard right now, and he's just bouncing off of people.
He ran through, and a would-be tackler ended up going backwards, and then he slid out, bounced it out to the left for more yardage.
Sack it down. He got 5 yards out of that. And really should have gotten nothing. I mean, it was well defended. Quick pass across the top to a wide open Nick Okeke. Touchdown, Bulldogs, a 14-yard pass from John Turner.
Another fake to Perkins, who's been pounding inside and hit the Okeke, the tight end, right up the middle. And there was nobody. I couldn't see him anywhere close to him.
That was a great sell job by John Turner to sell the run and then make the pass.
And we know what Perkins has done, and that's going to be your first reaction.
Here is Jose Beza for point after the Toots touchdown, and it's up, and it is good. Your new score, the Smyrna Bulldogs now lead 31-7 over the Laverne Wolverines on State Farm Prep Football.
This is Jason Green, pharmacist with Reeves Seen Drugstore. If you feel like you're experiencing hormone imbalance, whether that's insomnia, mood swings, weight gain, hot flashes, those are all symptoms of hormone imbalance. Our specialist, Cindy Smith, is here on site to see you by appointment. We do saliva testing here to get your correct levels and work with your physician in order to get the best therapy for you related to hormone imbalance. Just another reason that Reeves Seen remains your hometown pharmacy. Reeves Seen Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard here in Murfreesboro.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. What are some of the advantages that Carpets by Osborne has?
Being a family business and being locally owned and operated, we do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual. You're not passed off to different contractors. We handle it from start to finish.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Beeman Dodge, time of the drive. 3 minutes and 24 seconds of five plays, capped off by a 14-yard pass from Turner to Okeke. 31-7, Smyrna leads it. Beeman Dodge, they have Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Fiat. They always treat everyone who walks in the door with respect and dignity.
On the return for the Wolverines is Malik White, and gets it to the 25-yard line. 7-yard return before McCormick made the tackle. And, Rod, this game is not over, but it's slipping away from the Wolverines if they can't make something happen offensively.
They've got to get a fight in them. I mean, this is something where you just got to really battle.
Right.
And they have to quit making mistakes. They had another penalty. They started out sharp pass to the left, to the right, gained yardage, and then they had an offside. They just keep killing themselves.
Yeah, the mistakes have been many tonight, especially penalty-wise. Miller is in at quarterback. Quick hitch pass out here right side. No gain. And
got a cramp.
Now it cramped up. Watkins made the tackle. I believe that's Lewis. Looks like Lewis. So we've got an injury timeout here. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more. 31-7 Smyrna leading Laverne on State Farm Prep Football.
Hey, this is Drury Mitchell from Bud's Tire Pros, your complete automotive service center where everything rotates around you. When you visit Bud's Tire Pros, you'll always get friendly customer service and high quality work. And your purchase is backed by the Tire Pros nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance. Bud's Tire Pros carries all major brand tires, including Michelin and BF Goodrich. For local service you can trust, visit Bud's Tire Pros in Murfreesboro, online at budstirepros.tn.com.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS, brought to you in part by Beeman Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Fiat, F&B Mortgage, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, State Farm, Bradley Plumbing, Martin's Home and Garden, DirecTV by Intersource, Evans Auto Exchange, Murfreesboro City Councilwoman Madeline Scales Harris, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Sir Pizza. And I can't list any more. I've listed like 20 right there. So.
Well, that's a lot of folks. We appreciate each and every one of them.
The latest scores now.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Middle Tennessee Christian School strikes again. Another touchdown for Joe Peck. Rushing touchdown here. 16-7. 16-7, Middle Tennessee Christian School over Ezel Harding.
He's a one-man show right now, Joseph Peck.
That is exactly right. MTCS 16, Ezel 7. Let's see, what else can we share with you? 30-15, Lewis County over Eagleville. And got that new score there. Nashville Overton leading rather handily over Stewart's Creek, 35-0. In the backfield, rumble here by Katavis Bradley across the 25 to about the 27. Another short gainer there.
A lot of work. I mean, he was breaking tackles, fighting. He had to work hard to get that yardage.
Manis on the tackle. Third down and seven. Also, Rod, when they haven't been able to pick up first downs, they put their defense right back out there, and they've got to be tired trying to keep up with Casey Perkins. So if they don't get a first down here, they're going to be back right in that same situation. 31-7 is your score. Smyrna leading Laverne with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Miller. Quick drop, pass is deflected and picked off. Here comes Percy Whitaker down the right sideline, and he's going to score! Takes it in on the pick six. 38, we'll call it, yards.
Quentin Smith, the defensive end, jumped up, tipped the ball. He was, and the receiver is between him and Smith didn't pick the ball off.
So another touchdown, this time on the defensive side. And here's Beza for points. And this thing getting away from the Wolverines. That's a Toots touchdown. Toots, good food and fun with locations all over the city of Murfreesboro and Smyrna. Two in the borough, one in Smyrna. Point for Beza. It is good. 38-7, your new score. 3:45 to go in the third. Smyrna in control of this one from Robert Rake Stadium. We'll be right back.
Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we do our very best to be very price competitive. On most major items, we're matching internet prices and sometimes even better. So if you're looking for great quality at good prices, this is the place to shop. Come by today and join our Play Today music program. We can get you started playing today and ready to go. This is Dave Kivenimi inviting you to come by Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro across from Indian Hills.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris. Let me help you get to a better state by handling your auto and home insurance. Give me a call at 893-1417.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Trey Hilton, and I'm that State Farm agent. 895-0500.
State Farm. State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Trey Hilton, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Over.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS, brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, DirecTV by Intersource, Web Aesthetic Plastic Surgery, Butts Tire, and Reeves Sane Drugstore. 38-7, Smyrna leads Laverne, 3:45 to go in the third.
Yeah, and there's a personal foul penalty. This penalty is assessed here on the kickoff, and so Smyrna will kick off here at the Laverne 45. So they can really pin them back. These are really hard, though. It's going to have to be a short, kind of a pooch kick, I would imagine. It's hard not to kick these off into the end zone easily.
Right. Or out of go for a corner, but you don't get out of bounds.
Yeah, it's just a straight kick, and this one's going to fly through the back of the end zone easily. So first and 10 from the 20 for the Wolverines. Things have gone from bad to worse for Laverne now with that pick six by Whitaker. Now the defense has scored and added more points for Smyrna, and Smyrna has been just really dominating here in this second half.
The dogs are hungry, and they know they've got it. And they're they're really getting after them.
Our coverage brought to you in part by State Farm agent Celeste Middleton on North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. First and 10 for the Wolverines. And it looks like Ke'Anthony Connor is back in at quarterback. He and Cody Miller have split time. The interception thrown by Miller. And that's the first turnover of this game,
wasn't it? Yes, it is. Yeah, deflection.
Going straight run here this time. And Bradley picks up minimal yardage. 3:35 to go here in the third. 38-7.
Of course, another thing taking effect, as you mentioned, the size of the two teams, 80-something to 40-something. You have more two-way players on Laverne. We've seen a lot of cramping on Laverne players, and that will come either from conditioning or, again, two-way was going to make a big difference.
Well, I think you said it, Brian, at the beginning of the game, 82 players to 46.
Right.
It's got to be a big difference. They've held Bradley now in the second half to 2 yards rushing after he rushed for 113 in the first. Talking about making some adjustments, that is a prime example of the coaching staff of Smyrna.
Two wide left. They give it to Bradley again. He breaks into the secondary, 25, up to about the 28-yard line to bring up a third and short. Picks up 8. Got an upset brewing in nearby Williamson County, by the way. The Brentwood Bruins are leading. That score just went away. 20-14. Independence got up 14-0, and then Brentwood has scored 20 unanswered against the defending Class 5A state champion. And some Laverne and Stewart's Creek fans will be interested to hear that score, I am sure. Got another score we'll pass along to you here in a second. Bradley on the third down rumble gets it across the 35 to the 36 and picks up a first down for the Wolverines.
He's really a good back. He seemed like he gets an extra 2 or 3 yards every time from what's really given to him.
And let's check on the scoreboard.
The latest scores now.
Looks like, 16-7. Middle Tennessee Christian School leading Ezel Harding. 23-7. Knew that they had just scored. Got that word from our producer, Jackson Jones. He's keeping up the scoreboard tonight for us. 23-7, Middle Tennessee Christian School. The Cougars on the prowl at Ezel Harding. First and 10, pass left side, caught by Fant. Fant at the 45, up to near midfield. Going to be stopped just short of the midfield stripe, about the 49. Picks up 14 yards and another first down for the Wolverines. This is kind of what we expected, the kind of flow from them here in this series. They just haven't been able to capture that momentum.
And the Smyrna defense is one where if they're doing what they're trying to do, which is the short, quick passes, and then the Fan can get more yards, he's athletic, and then mixing the runs with Bradley. But it's just been penalties that have killed the drives. You know, if it can, that's one you got to do by not making mistakes, that type of offense.
First and 10, ball at their own 49. And this time it's fullback Stevens who takes it about 12 yards. Well, no, 10 yards to the 41-yard line, just short of the first down. Second down and short. We also probably are seeing some new faces out there. I'm seeing a lot of new jerseys out there for the Bulldogs. They may have done some subbing here defensively. Do see Percy Whitaker out there, who had the pick six a little earlier. Got their safeties in there. There's Watkins over here as well. And now the pass to Malik Gray in his hands and dropped. Well, it's not going to be delivered any better than that.
No.
Just dropped there by the UT commitment.
They'll run with it before you got it.
Yep. Third down and one. If anything, Laverne has at least given their defense a little time to take a breath. In 24 seconds, they can pick up a first down here. They can also give them the quarter and then go back so they could give them a nice long break that they desperately need. Big Malachi Phillips, a junior, over the football now. Key Anthony Connor working from under center. Left side, here is Bradley, and he is going to get that first down. He's going to pick up about 3 yards and needed but one. And new score for you. Stewart's Creek finally gets on the scoreboard here tonight in the fourth quarter, late with a minute 23 to go. Overton 41, Stewart's Creek 7. 41-7, that game close to being in the books and will probably be our first final of the night tonight. First bank, first down for Laverne at the 38-yard line on the left hash. And the clock's going to start, and it's going to run down here to end the third quarter of play. Headed to the fourth quarter when we come back on State Farm Prep Football from News Radio WGNS. 38-7, Bulldogs up.
Hello, it's me, your automated banker. Was it something I said? If so, please press 1. If it's you and not me, please press 2. You are caller number 1 to me.
Switch to First Bank and get the great personal service, local decision-making, and a real person to help you at the other end of the phone line you can only find at a real community bank. Plus, our mobile banking app now keeps us even closer. First Bank, where the accent is on you. Member FDIC.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281. Make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Michael Busey, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on here on News Radio WGNS is brought to you in part by J. Mullins Jewelry, Copper Spy Osborne, Gil's Ace Hardware, Jerry's Potts Car Care, Winner's Trophies, and Craig's Tax Service. Ball at the 38, first and 10 for Laverne here in the fourth.
New quarter, final quarter. And the Wolverines with the football at the Smyrna 38. We've swapped sides of the field. They're moving right to left as we see it now. Connor hit as he passes it left side. It's going to be knocked down by the Bulldogs' Justin Perrigo, I believe. No, make that Lennon Harris, 23. Intended for Fant out there at about the 20-yard line. Second and 10. A lot of things happened on that play. Number one, Connor was rushed. He had pretty good poise in the pocket, though, I thought, Rod. But he was hit as he lofted the ball out there, and it was well defended, too.
Right. It changed the trajectory a little bit. But, I mean, yeah, he didn't panic and did get it off reasonably.
Second and 10. In motion is Malik Gray from left to right. Play goes that way to Bradley on the handoff. Bradley skirts it outside. Nice run, 30. Down the sideline, somewhere between the 25 and the 20, he is knocked out of bounds. I think it's going to be right there at the 25. It is going to be enough for a first down, however. And 13-yard pickup there.
He showed good vision. He found a little going to the right side. He's kind of going through a sea of people, but he found a little opening. But, again, showed power and speed again and got around the corner for the first down. This is the fourth first down in this series, the only first downs in this second half.
First and 10 after the first bank first down. Not just banking, first banking. Lined up in the eye. Stevens and Bradley, the tailback. Bradley going to get the call this time. Runs it up the middle. Turns it outside. Kicks it across the 20, across the 15, and inside the 15 now. Well inside the Steve Martin Construction red zone at about the 12. JoJo Richardson with the tackle.
Again, going left side. He cuts back right over the middle and found a nice hole.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. First final of the night. Sorry, Rod. 41-7 your final. Overton beat Stewart's Creek. Final 41-7. Cougars closing in on a win as well, getting late in that one, leading at Ezel Harding 23-14. First and 10 at the 12 for Laverne. Got a new back in here. It's Sherrod Joy
on the handoff
and carries it to about the 10 or so. Bradley picks up three. Bradley just needed a breather. He's done a lot of running on this series.
And it's hard running, a lot of contact. Nice run though on Joy's part.
Sack it down and close to six or so. Ball marked ready for play at the 8-yard line on the right hash. Way out here to the left, that's the wide side, but the ball on the right hash is Malik Gray. Fant over there on the right. Now Connor on the run. Connor breaks free, breaks a tackle, breaks two of them as a matter of fact, and taken down inside the five. We'll have to see where they spot it. It's about as far away from our viewpoint as it could possibly be down there. Can tell you that Smith for the Bulldogs makes the tackle.
Right on the five.
It's on the five, so third down and should be about 2 yards. Yep.
This series has been important, just kind of slow down Smyrna, but also for future games, the next game, you know, get things settled so everybody realizes that, hey, we can move the ball. We can, you know, our offense does work.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS brought to you in part tonight by Thompson Services, Animal City, Bell Jewelers, Music World Drummers Den, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Stones River Mall, Fans Heating and Air, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Lowen's Body Shop, and Franklin's Print Works. And don't forget to join us tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, for the Prentice Awesome Heating Air Coach's Corner. We'll start out with Riverdale. Somebody will be there for Riverdale, I think. Won't they, Brian?
Someone.
Someone will be there. It won't be Tom Nolan, will it?
I don't think so.
Tom's never made an appearance on the show, has he? I'll take that back. He might have.
There may be a substitution for Will Kreisky since they're playing tomorrow afternoon, and told them to invite their middle school coaches, whatever they'd like. Third down and 2 from the 5. Bradley skirts outside, gets the first down, gets into the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown Wolverines, a 5-yard run by Katavis Bradley.
Again, showing good vision, good feet. He bounced out and went around the right side, bounced out and got away from the defenders, good speed going in the end zone. Really an uplift for Laverne as far as future next week. I don't know who they're playing. You know who they're playing next week?
No. I can take a look, though. Antioch at home. So
another rivalry just next door.
Yeah, that's very true. Toots touchdown for the Wolverines, and now Austin Garcia for point. And it's up and good. Let me give you this one score as we go to break. Final score, Lewis County 43, Eagleville 15. Final score there. Here, your new score, 38-14 with 9:19 to go in the ballgame. Bulldogs lead the Wolverines. Stay with us.
All right, listen up. You've had a good practice. We can't let up now. This is the game that counts. We're coming off a trip to the state finals.
We're not about to let this streak end here.
And when we win,
we're going to have Sir Pizza waiting for us in the locker room.
Now get up there and finish strong!
Yeah!
Hey, where are you going?
Feels that way.
You shouldn't have mentioned Sir Pizza.
Get your game face on and head over to Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations. On East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial between the VA and Sportscom. Go Square Slices!
Whether you're a fan of the Volunteers, the Blue Raiders, the Vandy Commodores, or the Belmont Bruins, you know it all begins on the high school level. Lenny Farmer here again to tell you that over a century ago, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home had our beginning in Rutherford County, serving your family with compassionate funeral arrangements. Although we continue to update our methods of service, our compassion has not changed. Call Jennings and Ayers today at 893-2422 for your burial and cremation needs.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And your Beam and Dodge time of the drive for Laverne, 7 minutes, 12 seconds. That took 12 plays. They drove 80 yards to score to make it now 38-14. Smyrna on top of the Laverne Wolverines. Beam and Dodge, home of Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Fiat, where they treat everyone who walks in the door with respect and dignity. Check out their amazing new and used car inventory as well at 1705 South Church Street, just down from Middle Tennessee Boulevard, and online at BeamanDCJR.com. In fact, I bought four cars from those guys, and they always do great work. Got a great service department, too.
Dayton Sanders. After the kickoff, not much. Nothing on the return. Yeah, you're driving a big Dodge Ram. You've had a couple of minivans.
Love that truck. Best ride I've ever had.
What's the one you had before that?
Gosh, why'd you ask me?
I know you had the.
It was a SUV.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't think of the name of it.
I know you liked it really well, too.
I did, too, and they've got a lot of features to it.
Great folks out there. See Ken Moore, and he's the general manager at Beeman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat.
They had those car seats already built in. I love that for little children.
Yeah.
You know, I love that.
Good for hauling grandkids.
Yes,
huh?
Yes, sir.
Looks like Dayton Sanders is in at quarterback here. And Sanders keeps it himself. 45-50, 45, and down in Laverne territory around the 42-43-yard line. And there was a collision. And they really thought they had Devontae McCormick, who is the backup in there, drop for a loss. And then there goes Sanders. He never handed it to him.
New wrinkle in their offense, quarterback right up the middle.
So McCormick was really a decoy in that. And 21 yards later, Dayton Sanders on a quarterback sneak.
He's had two good runs tonight, one of 19 and now that one of 21.
This time they do hand the ball off, and they've gone down their depth chart here across the 40 to about the 39-yard line. And that, again, is McCormick. Joy on the tackle. And we are seeing Smyrna liberally substituting defensively first and now offensively. They'd like to run some clock, though. 8:17 to go. Got scores starting to trickle in. Finals. News really hasn't been that good tonight so far. Running left side is McCormick for a couple of yards. However, it looks like MTCS is going to get a win. That ball game getting late. Eagleville and Stewart's Creek have both lost. Ravenwood defeated Siegel last night, so it hasn't been, in terms of wins and losses, it hasn't been a great week for them.
No, it hasn't been at all.
Couldn't really lose a game here. Somebody would have to lose. But then tomorrow, Big games with Riverdale and Ottawa, then Oakland and Jackson Northside. Quick pass right side in the breadbasket of Luis Martinez and dropped.
Being a sub, he probably will be thinking about that all night.
Yeah. He's going to say, man, I could have had a big reception.
And he had room to rumble, too.
In the North Rutherford County battle, if you will. It's going to be 29-1 now for Smyrna in this series in 30 years versus the Wolverines. That is remarkable. Smyrna fans chanting, I believe that we will win. Right now, Beza is in to punt. Fair catch called for at the 10-yard line and then a hit. So
looks like they're not going to throw the flag.
I didn't see the flag, though. I think he did pull up there at the end. Fair catch called for by Jason Bush. 35-yard punt.
Brian, let me give you a little some stats here. John Turner, 8 of 9 for 131 yards. Wow. You talk about efficiency. No interceptions. Didn't even come close to an interception tonight. Just really that maturity to me has really, and he did that in the Jamboree as well, very efficient. And then you put that with Perkins with over 100, about 120 yards. Quite a night for those two, the dynamic duo, I guess.
Well, he had 128 yards on, 17 carries?
Yes.
So that is 7.5 yards a carry. That's pretty.
That's a good way to start your season.
And Smyrna had no turnovers.
Yes, that's right.
Which I think Matt Williams will be more pleased about that than anything.
Miller with a pass right side to Fant to the 25-yard line. And that is going to be a 15-yard pass and catch.
Hard run by Fant. Caught the ball and broke about two or three tackles for the first down.
It's going to be a home victory. Seeing some folks starting to file out here at Smyrna High School. And we mentioned it very early on, but a tremendous crowd here in the battle for North Rutherford County. Now, if you're a Wolverine fan, don't hang your head down too far. They've got enough weapons. If they can clean up the penalties, they're going to be tough to handle in Region 5-5A. Running near side is Bradley, and Bradley's going to pick up about 10 yards. And it should be enough for a first bank first down. It is. With Independence falling tonight to Brentwood, and that's a 6A versus 5A school, but Independence has come down a little bit from their state championship year. They're plenty good, but
they've lost a lot too.
They have, and
quarterback, receivers.
I think their region's going to be kind of wide open down there. Kind of worries me a little bit the way Nashville Overton defeated Stewart's Creek, and the road doesn't get any easier for Stewart's Creek because they host Smyrna next Friday.
That is going to be a tough one for them.
It will be. Smyrna's playing awfully well. Here's another handoff to Bradley. Right up the center. Picks up a couple.
I really like Bradley, though. He's over 100 and easily 100. They had 113. And then they slowed him down for a while, but now he started to pick it up again. And he's got 168 yards on the ground. And he can play with anybody, I think.
You're correct. I mean, he's so quick, but he's tough. We've seen a lot of hard runners already, with Murray and Perkins and Bradley. All are really good-looking runners that we have.
He's averaging 9.3 yards per carry as well on the night. Miller fakes the throw and now turns, runs, and carries it to the 45-yard line, picks up 5 yards there. It didn't look like a pretty play, but he did get some positive yardage out of it.
I think that was a planned play, though.
Yeah, I do too.
It didn't look like it sold it, but apparently it worked. Well, of course, he's going against the backups and Smyrna defense.
Kind of looked like a change in midstream of what he wanted to do.
Yeah. Now, we do have the Laverne's first team is going against the second team of Smyrna right now.
Timeout. Laverne will take it too as Smyrna leads the Wolverines 38-14 here on State Farm Prep Football.
We select our insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with us, you can count on receiving fast, courteous, and professional service and quality protection through auto owner's insurance. For a no-problem approach to your life, home, car, and business insurance needs, ask us about the no-problem company, Auto Owners. This is Doran Claiborne with Claiborne and Taylor Insurance. Give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne and Taylor.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over three decades. Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
On a third and short play, they are going to be right there at the first down marker with Bradley picking up the first bank first down.
The latest scores now.
We've got Middle Tennessee Christian School scoring again late in the fourth with a minute 23 in the fourth. They score on a Kamari McGowan rushing touchdown, 30-15 MTCS. Going to win that one at Ezel Harding. It was pretty close at the half. Nashville Overton defeated Stewart's Creek 41-7, and it was Lewis County 43, Eagleville 15. It is close enough for them to bring the chains across the way and measure here, but it looks like a first down to me, but it's not going to be. It's going to be short. So what I know, legally blind without glasses anyway, not really close enough. John, are you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm doing some stats right now.
Getting ready for the Prentice Salsa Peating and Air postgame show.
Working tirelessly while you and Rod kind of just sit there.
I've got things to do.
Oh, then I guess that's just Rod.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's reading. He's reading his writing. That's hard. That's a hard job.
It keeps me mentally sharp.
He's well trained in that, at least. Wait, it's almost like reading hieroglyphics in the cave.
Yeah, it is. It is a lot.
A little
like
bit. It means something to someone. Miller still in at QB. Bradley still in at tailback. They have. They're going to pick up the first down here easily on the fourth and short. Run it right up the middle for the first bank first down. They have subbed Fant and Gray. They're no longer in there, but they're still running Bradley and still running Stevens. Bailey makes the tackle for Smyrna there.
Still have the starting offensive line in.
But the time waning here. 3 minutes, 30 seconds. Clock running, 38-14. And another final in. MTCS a winner, 30-15. The Cougars off to a 1-0 start on the season. First win for Rutherford County football. Middle Tennessee Christian School. Smyrna's going to make it number two here shortly. 1 yard run there. Taking pride in getting our athletes back in the game, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is your sports medicine provider. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. Want to say hello to State Farm agent Monty King. He's here in Smyrna, 721 President Place, just around the loop here on Nissan Boulevard that turns into Sam Ridley. So stop on in and see him. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Monty King. Back to pass is Miller. A diving catch is made by Jordan Gethers. It's going to be a short gain of about six.
Nice time you played. Went down 6 yards, and pass was kind of low, but he dove for it, picked it up. It's a nice little game. Third down. Hopefully get a first down and keep the chains going.
Clock rolling at 2:13 or 2:03 rather.
That's what I really meant, keep the clock going.
Yeah, keep the clock rolling there. Prentice also Peating and Air postgame show is coming up. John Dinkins is already, he's ready. He's already got Loveless Fine Photography players of the game in mind. Rod hasn't had that chance to think about those, so he's probably doing that now. Got all kinds of stats to pass along, scores and more. Got a whistle from across the way. Don't see a flag. We've got a timeout, Laverne. So let's take it as well. We'll be right back and continue our coverage here from Robert Rake Stadium in just a moment.
It's the summer clearance event at Beeman Ram Truck Center in Murfreesboro. 2016 Ram 1500 Bighorn, 0% for 72 months, up to $12,000 off MSRP, plus $500 trade certificate. The deals are going on now at Beeman Ram Truck Center in Murfreesboro. BeamanDCJR.com.
Stock numbers 370763 and H0102779 with approved credit. Price includes $499 processing fee plus tax, title, and license.
I'm Lacey Fry. Come see me at Beeman Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat on South Church, just off I-24, exit 81B here in Murfreesboro.
Try on a Rolex or Tag Heuer watch today.
At Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tonight's game brought to you by Beeman Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, Donut Country, Governor's Highway Safety Office, and Little Caesars Pizza. Brian, take it away.
All right, John. It's Cody Miller. Working under center here with 1:41 to go. Pitches back to Bradley. Bradley on the third and a four is going to be stopped for a yard loss. And let's see who those Bulldogs in there.
Butler Donovan was the first one to grab the leg and hung on.
I saw Cameron Corlew in there and Howell, Gavin Howell as well. Fourth and six and probably going to go for it here. With a minute 10, clock moving. Going to send out Jason Bush to the right. Another receiver here on the left side. I believe that's Gethers again. Passes right side. Going to get the first down, I think. Bush, he came back inside but then got to the sticks. As a receiver, you got to be aware and not come back in if you're looking for the first down on a fourth down.
Although he did get the first down because he went about 2 yards past the first down line. So
First Bank first down for the Wolverines. First Bank, community banking is their cornerstone and has been since founded in 1906. 50 seconds to go. Hope you'll join us for the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. And thank you for being here with us here on our 70th season of Prep Sports from News Radio, WGNS. Actually kicked it off last night. Got two more games for you tomorrow after this one. Bradley skirting up the middle. Bradley, 35-30. 25-20 inside the 15 now as Ship finally brought him down. I think he's going to be just shy of the 15, but it's going to be close. I think about the 17-yard line. And Bradley continues to rack up the numbers there.
He went right between the right tackle and tight end, Furlough and Staten, who opened up a nice hole.
Was that about 23 yards or so?
Right.
10 seconds with 9 seconds.
Two last more yards play. For 200.
And he is going to get those 2 yards and more as he runs to the corner of the end zone. Does he get in? Yes. Touchdown for Bradley as time runs out. A 17-yard run for Bradley and the Laverne Wolverines. Well, that was some fancy running, and over 200 yards is nothing to sneeze at there, Rod.
The last guy had a chance to go for him, and he looked like a hurdler in the Olympics as he went over him. Perfect form, you know, one leg forward, one leg out, into the end zone.
That's going to be your final score, the final tonight in this one, 38-20. With no time, no need to kick the extra point, doesn't make a difference here. And your final score again, 38-20, as the Bulldogs run their record to 29-1 against the Laverne Wolverines. Stay with us. The Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show is coming up next.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant. And being a business that's been here for over 30 years, we're a small family-run small business that truly believes that everyone needs to get out, do their homework, and vote. This is a very important election year, and from all of us at Toots, please do your duty and vote this year. Toots Restaurants, Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, on Church Street at Veterans Parkway, or on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
At John Jones Real Estate, we are big supporters of high school athletics. Being a former high school athlete, I learned teamwork, commitment, and sacrifice. These are the same qualities we bring to our clients every day. This is why we have been the number one sales team in Rutherford County for the last decade. If you are thinking of buying or selling, let us put our dedicated team of professionals to work for you. For a free home evaluation or buyer consultation, call us at John Jones Real Estate, 615-867-3020.
DirecTV by Intersource.
We're doing the game of the week with a MVP presentation.
Andy DeGraw.
That school is going to receive a plaque, and they're also going to be an MVP. That person will get a trophy. You know, we want to carry that on through baseball and softball. Just trying to recognize athletics and the schools as well as the student athletes.
Intersource.
615-815-1800 and online at intersource.tv.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brett Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
Craig's Tax Service is located just off Memorial on Heritage Park Drive. You can contact us at 890-2233.
It makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We are proud to support all Rutherford County student athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
Stones River Mall invites you to start the new school year in style. Shop for the latest trends during tax-free weekend this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Claire's will host a nail party from noon to 2 p.m. on Saturday, and Paul Mitchell, the school, will provide complimentary mini makeovers inside Agassi from 1 to 5 on Saturday. Plus, Stones River Mall will be open extended hours during tax-free weekend. Visit stonesrivermall.com for details.
Where can you find the freshest Amish-grown produce in Middle Tennessee? Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street. Stop in the gift shop and pick out fresh tomatoes, squash, cucumbers, onions, and more vegetables. Plus, fresh fruits like peaches and watermelons at Martin's. It's freshly grown by the Amish and Mennonites for the best taste you'll find. Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's. Check them out on Facebook at Martin's Home and Garden. Quality since 1982.
Get to a better State Farm.
Next, it's the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show.
When it comes to the installation and service of a heating and cooling system for homes and businesses, people know they can rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning to take care of them. Call today at 890-1311 to find a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs. Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
Now for in-depth game coverage, let's join Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Primetime Sports Team here on News Radio WGNS.
We are back here at Smyrna High School. An impressive win for Smyrna as they open up the year at 1-0, 38-20. And Rod, you're going to look at that score and think, that score is deceiving. And I say that because it was 38-7.
You're correct. And actually, the 38-20 came after Smyrna pulled out their starters on defense.
Yep.
And I think there was a time, though, that you can't blame Coach Stevens. His team needed to work on their timing. They struggled tonight after the opening of the game. And so that was the time to work on their timing, get their confidence working together. But it definitely, Smyrna was in control from about the second quarter on.
And Laverne actually scored first in this game. Laverne scored first, and then Smyrna came back and tied it. And then 5 minutes later took the lead, and they never looked back in this contest. Let's highlight in our Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show a few players here, and both of you kind of chime in. John, I'll start with you, and because you keep the offensive stats. For the Wolverines, not many had a better night than Katavis Bradley.
No, he had a year.
Yeah,
I mean,
really?
I mean, it would have been a year for me, or 2 years. 22 carries, 215 yards. Unanimously, my vote for Laverne, player of the game. There's just no doubt about it. Still running hard, even at the end of the game when the game was out of reach. 102 yards in the second half, 113 in the first half.
Princeton Fant did have some nice big catches when he got the ball. He had five receptions for 13, 35, 10, 14, and 15. So he had some big plays.
And most of them had then break tackles,
yeah.
Movements with sharp passes, outlet passes, and then break the tackles. He had one that was a long one over two guys, but his foot was just out of bounds. You know, that could have been a big difference if that foot, just a little fraction of foot inbounds. You know, that had been a long first down. That was early in the game. Could have maybe made a difference.
Well, boys, he was good.
Yeah,
but Bradley was great.
He was.
Yes.
You're right.
You're right.
No doubt about it. For the Smyrna Bulldogs, what are your choices?
Co-people tonight.
You're going with two?
I'm going with two. I was so impressed with John Turner tonight. Smooth, passes on target. I mean, I think he threw one that was behind the runner, and it was about a 96-mile-per-hour fastball. But other than that, it was 8 of 9. For 131 yards, so efficient. I mean, and then the play action worked with Perkins, who is my other choice. Perkins with the run game between them, 129 and 131, so even. The play calling was beautiful. I mean, a little tip of the cap to Coach Williams and his coaching staff because they really mixed it up well, I thought. Even the little short routes out to Perkins just cleared everything for him. You've got a real talent there when you've got a guy that can run the ball up the middle and around the ends and then can catch the ball from the quarterback. That's a pretty special player. Casey Perkins, John Turner, unanimous. Don't talk about it. That's so, it. I'm done.
So you had Perkins with 129 rushing?
Yes.
And how many did you
Turner
say?
Turner with 131. Now, Laverne probably, I haven't looked, but I wrote it down, but Laverne probably had more offense total, but they had the ball for most of the fourth quarter against Smyrna's second team, basically. But the efficiency is what I'm talking about. No turnovers tonight.
Well, Laverne had more first downs. But the second half, they got all those first downs from the end of the third quarter to the fourth quarter. On those kind of long drives, again, though, with the backups from Smyrna. Smyrna is a very impressive team.
Well,
offensively,
Brian's,
defensively, their offensive line, defensive line, linebackers.
Well, Brian's taking my defensive stats, so he's looking for a defensive player right now. There's some good ones out there.
Well, you know, I thought to do what they were able to do with Laverne tonight, with the first team holding Laverne to 7 points, and it was on the first series of the game. There were some stars there. Peyton Manis had 5 tackles, 4 tackles for JoJo Richardson. So they did their part, and the offense did theirs as well. So a really good night. So we're going to go with Turner and Casey Perkins for Smyrna as our Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. Loveless is a Rutherford County tradition. Creating timeless portraits for nearly 40 years, they specialize in creative and unique portraits, and they're the official photographer for Blackman, MTCS, Riverdale, Siegel, Smyrna, and Stewart's Creek. They specialize in photographing families, children, business sessions, bridal engagements, bridals and engagements. So I tell you what, they can do it all. You can have indoor and outdoor portraits taken in just one session because they've got an outdoor garden, waterfall, rope swing, gazebo. They can be the centerpiece of your beautiful portraits. Call Loveless Photography at 890-1558 and view their gallery at lovelessphotography.com on Clark Boulevard between Memorial and Highland. What about the Midas of Murfreesboro keys to victory tonight? Anybody?
Penalties against Laverne.
I think that was a big key.
I mean, Smyrna didn't beat themselves. Laverne kind of did. I mean, make a long story short.
And Rod? Balance.
Yeah.
Offensive balance. I mean, That's what we talked about, why Siegel struggled so much. They didn't have an offensive balance. And this team has got, like you said, two-headed monster. But then you have some pretty good counter. Sanders is a good-looking athlete, on the counter run. And then in the passing game, Cunningham and I think it was Sanford there were pretty solid receivers.
Maturity, Laverne scores like within seconds of the kickoff, and a lot of teams would have gone, uh-oh.
And then onside kick.
Yeah.
And recovered lost, onside yeah, kick. Right. And a chance without a penalty to maybe go up 14-0. You never saw panic in Smyrna's eyes.
No. And the way they just came back, and they never went away from the running game. They mixed it up well. One of the best turnover game by any team, the balance that you said they had by any team, it's one of the best played games I've seen by somebody.
They scored 38 unanswered.
Right.
It was 7-0, then eventually 38-7, and your final is 38-20. That's after Smyrna had subbed. So.
Well, Turner didn't even play the fourth quarter.
Right.
Neither did Perkins. So
yeah.
Their stats could have been
right
much better, you know.
Midas is your one-stop shop for brakes, oil change, and all of your auto repair needs on Broad near Northfield. Trust the Midas touch. Thompson Services play of the game. I really like that Percy Whitaker defensive interception. The pick six took it back 38 yards. I really thought that if there was any gas left in the tank for Laverne, that probably took it away.
It was over.
It does.
It was over then.
Those are big mental plays, a pick six. And when it came at that point, I think it was all over. Thompson Services, your one-stop shop for all of your electrical, heating, air, gas, plumbing, and storage needs. Proudly operated by Jim and Billy Thompson. Find out more at ThompsonServicesInc.com. We'll take a break here on the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. When we come back, we've got your stats.
Pardon
choked
me.
You up, didn't it?
Your stats.
It choked you up, didn't it?
It did. And what
we'll
else?
We'll be back.
Let's do that.
What in the heck happened to me?
The deep, deep dish pizza from Little Caesars. We love that it's hot and ready from 4 to 8 p.m. And it's only $8. You might think you'd have to use a complicated pizza website and enter your username and password. But there's an easier way for all of us. We can easily walk into any Little Caesars between 4 and 8 p.m. and pick up a large, deep, deep dish pepperoni pizza for $8 or a hot and ready classic for $5. Yes. Little Caesars, world's easiest way to pizza.
In the borough on Memorial, South Rutherford and Franklin Road.
Pizza, pizza.
Jacqueline Webb King with Webb Aesthetic Plastic Surgery and Med Spa, where expertise meets artistry.
From your first moment inside Webb Aesthetic Plastic Surgery and Med Spa, you can see and feel the difference. Dr. Shane Webb is a board-certified plastic surgeon right here in Murfreesboro who works one-on-one with our patients to achieve the kind of results only a true artist can attain. With world-renowned cosmetic training, you can expect only the best in plastic surgery and med spa experience. Please visit our website at drshanewebb.com, Webb Aesthetic Plastic Surgery and Med Spa, where expertise meets artistry.
The time is now. What's option? The time is now.
Why accept one offer when you can have multiple? From residential, commercial, estates, or farms, the Parks Auction team can handle everything. And a common myth in real estate is that the sale of a home at auction is a sign of distress. That couldn't be further from the truth. Auctions are fast, efficient, and profitable. Visit ParksAuction.com and you'll see why. Also, check out their upcoming auctions there.
If you need concrete work done, who would I call? Dan Franz Concrete. Here's why. He's local. He attended Walter Hill Elementary, Oakland, and MTSU. He served our community as a school resource officer for 9 years, and he's involved in the community.
This is Dan with Dan Franz Concrete, wishing all Rutherford County student-athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Dan Franz Concrete is a licensed and insured residential and commercial concrete construction contractor serving Middle Tennessee. Check out danfranzconcrete.com online to see some of their work.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Week. Welcome back. John Dingens here with you on the Prentice Allsup Heating Air post-game show. It's time for the Sir Pizza Replays. In this 38-20 victory for Smyrna over Laverne. And let's take it first. Laverne surprised Smyrna with 10:30 to go in the first quarter on a 10-yard run by Bradley.
pizza, pizza.
Game replays.
Nice run by Bradley, and he's in there. Touchdown, Katavis Bradley. And that was some nice work by the Wolverines and Bradley, especially on this drive.
Right, and a good job by the offensive line. They opened the hole. He was going outside, then he saw an opening and cut back in, and really nobody made contact with him as he went in for the touchdown.
Laverne on the scoreboard first, 7-0. But with 6:22 to go in the first quarter, Smyrna came bouncing back, and it was Casey Perkins.
Pizza.
Game replays.
Perkins up the middle, up the gut. 25 breaks the tackle, 20 at the 15, cuts back outside. 10, 5, leaps for the end zone. He's in there. Touchdown, Bulldogs, 27 yards.
That tied the game up at 7, and then it got kind of crazy, folks. Smyrna High School went on a run unanswered. 1:18 to go in the first quarter, a 20-yard run by Perkins again.
Pizza.
Game plays.
To Perkins up the middle, Ocean parts, and he's going to go in untouched. He scampers in 20 yards. Casey Perkins for the TD, his second of the night.
That made it 14-7. They didn't look back. And they scored again with 5:13 to go in the first half on a 30-yard field goal by Beza.
Pizza.
Game plays.
Going to have a 30-yard field goal attempt here by Jose Beza with John Turner to hold for the tray. The kick is away. It is up. It's long enough. And it is good. Jose Beza connects on a 30-yard field goal as the Bulldogs extend their lead 17-7.
And that's where it stood at halftime. Starting in the third quarter, we went in with 9:46 to go in the third. It was Casey Perkins again.
Pizza.
Game replays.
Perkins right up the middle. He's going to go in untouched. A 14-yard touchdown rumble for Casey Perkins. That is his third touchdown of the night.
Perkins looked like he was headed outside, but he cut back off the left guard. Big hole.
And it made it 24-7, Smyrna. They scored again with 5:17 to go in the third. This time, Turner in the air to Okeke.
Pizza.
Game replays.
Quick pass across the top to a wide open Nick Okeke. Touchdown, Bulldogs, a 14-yard pass from John Turner.
Another fake to Perkins, who's been pounding inside and hit the Okeke, the tight end, right up the middle, and there was nobody. I couldn't see him anywhere.
And the final score, or the final scoring by Smyrna, came by the defense this time, a 38-yard interception by Percy Whitaker.
Pizza.
Game replays.
Miller, quick drop, pass is deflected and picked off. Here comes Percy Whitaker down the right sideline, and he's going to score! Takes it in on the pick six, 38, we'll call it.
And it made it 38-7. Laverne adds one with 9:19 to go in the fourth on a 5-yard run by Bradley, who had a great night.
Pizza.
Game replays.
Bradley skirts outside, gets the first down, gets into the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown Wolverines, a 5-yard run by Katavis Bradley.
Again, showing good vision, good feet. He bounced out, and went around the right side, bounced out, away from the defenders, good speed going in the end zone.
And the final scoring came by Katavis Bradley with no time remaining on the clock in the ball game.
Pizza.
Game replays.
He is going to get those 2 yards and more as he runs to the corner of the end zone. Does he get in? Yes. Touchdown for Bradley as time runs out. A 17-yard run for Bradley and the Laverne Wolverines.
Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
And those are your Surpiza game replays. If you've missed part of the game, check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com and click on the Surpiza podcast button to download or listen. Surpiza on East Main, South Church Street, and on Memorial Boulevard. Time to take a look now at our stats. Brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Loveless Fine Photography, and Winners Trophies. Defensively tonight for the Bulldogs, Percy Whitaker with two tackles. JoJo Richardson had four. Quentin Smith with two tackles. Cameron Corlew with two. Nick Okeke had two. Devin Williams made a great contribution tonight back after injury. He had four tackles. Daylon Williams with four. Blake Watkins with four tackles. Peyton Manis had five. Lennon Harris had two. Devin Sims with three. Tevin Shipp had one. Devontae McCormick had three. Eric Rekasner had one. And going on the line, Josh Bailey rounds up with one tackle along with Marlon Alexander. For Laverne, they were led by Sherrod Joy with four tackles. Kendrick Furlow had five. Giovante Norfolk had a great game. He had six tackles on the night to lead the Laverne Wolverines in tackles. Offensively, first of all, for the Wolverines, they had Keontony. Is that right?
Keanthony.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Keanthony Connor had 6 yards rushing on two carries. Jacarius Stevens had three carries and 9 yards. Bradley with 22 carries, 215 yards tonight. Cody Miller, 2 carries for 9 yards. For passing, Keanthony Connor had 7 of 13 night for 85 yards. Cody Miller, 4 of 7 for 28 yards and an interception. And we mentioned earlier about Princeton Fant, what a game that he had. Total rushing for Laverne tonight, 239. They had 122 in the first, 117 in the second. They passed for 71 in the first, 55 in the second for a total of 126. And overall, 365 yards for the night total yardage. For Laverne, John Turner had one carry, negative 6 yards. 17 carries, 128 yards for Casey Perkins. Another great night for the senior. 2 carries and 4 yards for Blake Watkins. Dayton Sanders had a good game. 2 carries for 40 yards. And McCormick, 2 carries for 6 yards. John Turner, 8 of 9 for 131 yards tonight. A total in the first half rushing, 96 for Smyrna. They had 70 in the second half for 166 yards. First half passing, 83. They had 48 in the second for 131. They wound up with 297 yards total offense. So although Laverne actually had more total yardage, where it counted in the scoreboard, 38-20, the final, Laverne wins it here. What did you say, 29-1 now on the year, I think, or on the season, or the series for the entire time that they played against each other.
Yeah, 30 years.
And that is the look at your stats, brought to you by Fans Heating Air, Loveless Fine Photography, and Winners Trophies. I turn it over now to the great one, Brian Barrett, who will wrap things up from us here from Smyrna High School.
All right, John, see you in the morning.
And it's Keanthony.
Keanthony Connor.
I just went blank.
Yeah.
You know,
it's been a long weekend.
I'm almost 60.
You're getting close. It's a month away, isn't it, or so?
Why is Rod laughing over there? He's older than me.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, really.
Dominating performance really tonight by the Bulldogs, I thought, in this one, Rod.
Right, very impressive. You're talking about district championship. They're in the hunt.
Yeah, I think so. Well, we'll do it again tomorrow with two games. We've done two, and we'll do two in one day tomorrow. How about it?
No, I'd rather do two in one day than go four in 4 days.
Well, that's true. So we'll see you tomorrow. I appreciate your work tonight. And John and I will be back with Monty Hill, Jr. for the Prentice Also Heating and Air Coach's Corner tomorrow morning. We'll be fueled by Donut Country. Great donuts out there and sausage biscuit waiting on us in the morning. Some nice refreshments and get us ready for the coaches' conversation. And MTCS Cougar Corner presented by Hall Bowling Automotive will be on right after the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner. Let's run down your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard one last time.
The latest scores now.
And it was a dominating night, as we said here, as Smyrna defeats Laverne 38-20. 38-20, your final score. The rest of the scores on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard show last night, Ravenwood 23, Siegel 19. Tonight, it was Overton defeating Stewart's Creek 41-7. Lewis County, who had a one-point lead at halftime, shut out in the second half, were the Eagles of Eagleville, and they win 43-15. Middle Tennessee Christian School, after a close first half, They kind of break it open at Ezel Harding and win by 15, 30-15. That's all the scores. Tomorrow at 4, it's Riverdale versus Ootowa from the Middle Tennessee Football Classic at Middle Tennessee State University, followed at 7 by Oakland versus Jackson Northside, and we'll have both of those games for you right here. Well, that's a look at your scoreboard. Stay tuned for Thompson Services Friday Night Thunder as Dennis Weaver has all the Mid-State scores and takes your phone calls at 888-766-3141. Rod Edwards, thank you. John Dinkins, appreciate it. Dalton Barrett keeping defensive stats and helping out tremendously here tonight. Our producer back in the saddle again, Jackson Jones, thank you very much. And to all of our sponsors, we thank you for being a part of State Farm Prep Football. I'm Brian Barrett from Robert L. Rake Stadium in Smyrna High School. Again, our final score, it's Smyrna a winner by a final of 38-20. So long, everyone, until the next time we meet at the game.